Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it
in your back, feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy.
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 Mike Q. No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Nice. Put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up for me! Lord, Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrr cunt. Nose and cheeks like brrr cunt. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. Skin and body like brrr. Nose and cheeks like brrr. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up or roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
I'm the
I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did it, La 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 Icon pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24 karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24 karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th. During Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Danye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. 250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150 house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Amp Longzant and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 best dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500 Legendary Runway, $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 Twister, $500 Legendary Realness, $500 Butch Queen and Drag Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Vonalore. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mizrahi, and Legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment?
Forget about it.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
This Sunday, May 25th, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pot per team, mystery tag team performance for $1,000, Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Thug Realness for $999.99. Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Butch Queen Up in Drag's Realness for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Butch Queen body for 500. Realness as a house for 500. Legendary and iconic performance for 500. And a host of other cash categories. That's this Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C. The ball is on Sunday going into Monday morning, starting at 4 a.m. The ball is located at Upscale Ballroom in Suitland, Maryland. Admission, $30. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selva Mizrahi, legendary Jay-Z Prodigy, as well as Memphis and Athena Khan, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. Again, that's the House of Khan bringing you The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 25th, or visit TensorTrap's official ballroom radio chat for promos on the event.
We're going to make it through tonight, and everything is going to be okay.
Nothing is ever going to be okay again.
This episode of Tensor Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tensorchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to Trash Talk Tuesday with the Bridges and their friends. I am the overall prince for the House of Bridge, and my name is Jason. How is everyone? How was your day? How was your weekend? I want to know all about it. Tonight is going to be a night like any other night. There'll be laughs. A bitch might even cry. Or a bitch might get right into a box. You just never know what's going to happen on Trash Talk Tuesday. Without further ado, there are a few people that I need to introduce and bring on that sit with us from time to time when they're not busy hoeing and doing whatever that stuff is people call boo loving.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up in here on that bullshit. Nigga, that's...
Hello, J-Rock. How are you?
I don't appreciate that intro.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you come out when people are not hoeing or booed or whatever. I mean, you could have been bringing on Justin. You could have been bringing on anybody when you're talking about that. Why you got to bring me on when you say that?
Well, Justin doesn't have an intro, and neither does Subway. But since we brought their names up. How are
Girl,
you,
so
Justin?
Now I'm a hoe now, huh?
I didn't think you was a hoe. I was just saying, in general.
Girl.
Child, J-Rock is a motherfucking, she is a group of domestic violence, honey. Why would we even worry about that?
First of all, before we even get started
deep.
On anything, Devin, I have
my
a question.
Old boyfriend religiously, child.
Devin, I have a question, Devin. Why, when I watch Netflix, the corner of my screen keeps saying, DJ Ninja, log off, log on, log off?
That's probably the same reason why I keep seeing yours log on, log off every fucking 5 seconds. That's not my problem.
Mine's gonna be logging on off. I'll be like, all you do is play games all goddamn day? I'm on vacation. I'm supposed to be sitting at home.
Ooh. Your point.
Well, there is a young lady that sits with her. There is a young lady that sits with us. And she has earned her place at this table.
Yes, sister.
Who, Tiffy?
Miss Mika, how are you, girl?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What y'all are?
What's going on?
Hi.
Nothing. Same old.
She went through that like she was
I'm glad you could be here with us for our season. What is this? The show before
finale?
The season finale? Yeah, this is the show before the season finale. The cliffhanger show.
Who's going to get killed off, bitch? Who's going to die? Who's going to make it to the next season?
That's
we're
a good question.
Who won't
resign
their contract?
This is
girl,
the season final.
Next Tuesday is the season final. This is the season,
the
part one of the season finale.
I hope don't nobody get muffed in this season.
So is this kind of like a reunion show?
Oh,
No, that's
kind of backwards. We had the reunion show the night that Calvin got destroyed.
That was on a Wednesday, though.
That wasn't there. That was too early.
Well, the reunion show is always hosted by the person that creates the show. So Jasmine, since Jasmine created this show, it was only fitting that our pre-reunion show would be on a Wednesday. Come to think about it that way. But, hey, it is what it is.
Nobody is thinking about you.
Girl,
we give her too much life right now. But I did hear she lost a couple of pounds. Congratulations on that.
I didn't even know what's going on with all that.
Oh, girl.
Girl, we're not really doing it. You better catch it in summer school.
You better DVR that shit.
Right.
Why you gotta catch it in summer school, bitch?
We have a private caller, and see, with these private callers that don't inbox me, I know if it was my mother, because she would always let me know that it's her. So, and since Laura was on yesterday, I'm doubting it's Laura. And if it's Becky and she got an intro and she didn't hit me up to tell me that it was her first, she better put her hand down until she does so. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Nicole Uno.
Hi,
Nicole. That is not Nicole Una Ballard, but what's going on, Nicole Uno?
Girl, how you gonna start talking and then stop?
That's what happens when you play dirty.
Do you need a hand?
Mm-hmm.
Now tonight,
I can't say.
Whole lot of shit just for one.
Now
night.
The last two nights since last week, we've done this thing called Tiny Chat, but I have too many boards that I need to operate through, so I will not be able to talk on Tiny Chat. But if Tiny Chat is up and running, I will tune into it, but I will not be able to talk on Tiny Chat, run switchboard, and run the chat room. Shout out to the chat room, by the way. Hello to Mr. Man, to my little son Tito, and to all the guys in the Blog Talk chat room. Shout out to all the people that are listening to us now. Shout out to the people that say they don't listen, but we know you listen. Shout out to the people that will download this show tomorrow.
And
shout out to the people that will download it next week or whenever. Thank you. Make sure that if you're not friends with us, make sure you look for some of us on Facebook. You can look for me, Prince Jason Bridge. So send a shout out or inbox, say hello, suggestions and things or ideas that you have for next year. Even if you have a question for Butch Queen Hour, the raunchier the better. Hello, Truth Seeker.
You ain't gonna do your child like that.
I said shout out to my child. What are you talking about?
You're supposed to break it down.
Tiny Chat is up, but I didn't know if you guys wanted to get on simply because we were all going to be online on the phone.
Why, you can't see
that's why
see
I didn't
want
to do it, but Shamika, but if they want to do it, they can do it. And plus, I don't have no clothes on, and I'm laying in my bed, so I really don't
please
think I
don't
want
to. Please don't get
on
the
ground.
I had to get my titties out.
That's fine.
As long as my titties don't hang over the kitchen stove like some girls, I ain't worried about it. Thank
all
you.
Up in the peas and stuff like that. All up in the peas and titties everywhere.
How many titties hang over the kitchen stove?
Oh, shit. Really? That's
J-Rock,
what you want to do?
You don't want to talk about titties because I saw your titties when you did the Cuban Pete, bitch. They was bouncing with you, so don't do me.
Oh, shit. They call
wait,
me
J-Rock,
Cuban
you
Pete?
Did the Cuban Pete? Where is that?
She none of your business.
They call me Cuban Pete.
J-Rock, I will be needing to talk to you because I got to send you, well, it's private, but I can do it on the air. I need to send you a picture of my son's neck because he has a tattoo, and I need you to tell me if it's gang-related. If it's not, then he will be talking to you about getting into the Navy. But we'll talk about that later in the week or whatever. So, guys and lady, I don't know where Miss Becky at, but I guess she was asleep. But it's been a lot of videos going around the internet in the last 2 days. Some good, some not so good. Some I wish I'd never seen. Some I wish would get buried. And I think we're going to talk about a couple of them. J-Rock brought up one. J-Rock brought up one that I saw already yesterday. And it was talked about yesterday, but I guess J-Rock couldn't get on the line or
I didn't know.
Oh, well, he was. Well, I guess he got wore out and he was asleep. So if he chooses to. So if he wants to talk about that, we can. If not, then just moving right along because it was discussed yesterday for a bit, for a minute. Oh, I mean, for 45 minutes. So we don't have to do that again tonight.
I'm not trying to discuss it. I was just like. It was just one of them things like, oh, wow, you know, like a muffin move, kitchen move, you know what I mean?
Your house sister came on and she represented and then Michi came on too and it's all love and hair grease. You stay where you stay, I'll stay where I stay. So
Cuban Pete.
Don't
I'm picking up the rumba, Pete.
So that's how that was done.
Okay.
Before we go any further, I do want to make sure that you make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture. And she will have a representative from the House of Khan on the show to discuss the purge. Who will be purged? Who will make it out of the purge alive?
Oh,
and all
I
of those it. Kind of shenanigans.
What the fuck is that?
Girl.
I don't know, but please put your phones and your sound effects on mute or whatever.
Jason, when you said contour, I had to now catch you saying like con, but I also thought you was trying to be shady, like, you know, now that Jazz losing the weight and getting sexy, she contoured.
Actually I was making fun of Bishop, but
well, you know he can't call in. So
No, anybody can call in. It's just a matter of would you make it to the air. That's the question.
And the shade starts now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Before this go any further, I just had to address this one little video that I keep seeing pop up in the official ballroom about the lady in South Dallas with the green shirt on. That was dancing for them. You know the lady that was singing, I lose all control when you grab. Well, in the green shirt, and everybody was like, J-Rock, what's going on here and stuff? And they said she looked fierce and all that stuff, and her face was all messed up and everything. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
But for everybody that was hitting up that video, yes, I do know that lady. That lady name is Nikki Foster. And she used to be very sexy back in the day. She used to be the disco diva of Dallas, probably like in 99, 2000. And she used to turn it all the time. What happened to her? All that work and, you know, a couple of strokes and, you know.
Baby, when you get older, And life
I'm just saying. And it's not only that. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of the girls do that she's already done that took her down that road. So everybody was keying on her. Like I told them at first, they was like, oh, I'm so sorry, J-Rock. I didn't know that you knew her. No. I'm not saying don't key because it's funny as fuck. I'm saying that this could happen to anybody because y'all see her now. But we know her from when she was the badass Nikki Foster. They used to slide across the stage and everything and, you know, give you Sophisticated Lady and all that stuff and, you know, the cold-blooded song and all. Yeah. But I just want to address that because people have been tagging me and asking me, who is this? This is a key. This is J-Rock people. This is South Dallas. Maybe that could happen to anyone. That could happen to any one of y'all. But she's a very good sweetheart, and she will. She would have got a key out of it, too, because that's what she do. She's going to make you laugh. So,
okay.
On to
shout out to Nikki Parker. We have a call at 904-654. Hello.
Did you talk about the girl in the air or not? I guess not.
Thank you. So tonight, I guess it's going to be one of those nights where the retarded people or the children with the Down syndrome found out the radio show number and they just want to call in and they want us to hear that they can color outside the line.
They put the ditch and they put it again and again.
That was mean. I'm sorry. I
call
the Timo
Parker. Leave me alone.
Okay, I'm guessing that Justin is on Tiny Chat and he's showing his and them sweaty sweat shorts that he had on for the last 3 days.
Oh my God.
And that same Superman shirt.
Shout out to
Black Tie, who hit me up wanting to know what tonight's topic was, but yet he ain't pressed one yet. Interesting.
Hey, Miss
Lee. What happened?
So they addressed, so Kelly addressed all that shit last night? Cause I was
Well, Kelly didn't address much of anything as far as that lady with the synthetic wigs are concerned. she basically just said let people can say what they want about her. She knows the truth. If you want to go to court with her, her next court date is in June. And if people want to say that she's on the run, she's running from synthetic plastic wigs that melt by the light of day. So stop coming into the light, Caroline, when you look like that. Yeah, basically that's what she said.
Okay, well.
Who wants that person love story anyway?
Why y'all always coming for her? I think her wigs look nice.
Girl.
Well, coming from a butch queen that you don't, and you're not used to it, and you don't do drag, or you haven't done drag yet, you would think of
J-Rock no hair. J-Rock no good wigs.
Right. How you a Dupree, you don't know good wigs. Yeah.
So, I guess just like Rumpelstiltskin.
Wait a minute, say that again.
I guess because Rumpelstiltskin could spin gold and spin straw into gold and stuff like that. I guess she spins broomsticks in synthetic wigs. Who knows? I don't know. Don't care.
Y'all so shady.
Guys.
Okay. And on that note, so how are you guys this weekend? My kids are here. You ain't got no damn kids, Big Ty. I mean, Little Ty. So what did you guys do this weekend? J-Rock, how was your weekend? What you do? Where'd you go? I know who you did, but what you do?
Just this weekend, I pretty much went house hunting and stuff, trying to find somewhere to stay. And I do. I'm about to transfer, so not too much.
Staying in Texas?
Yeah, I was hoping that they were going to send me to the East Coast, but they gagged me and they sent me right on over to San Antonio and Killeen. So.
Okay.
I'm going over there where the army people like to shoot and stuff.
Oh, my.
So,
You ain't going to Fort Hood or nothing these.
Oh shit, Mark is out on the same trip. No, no. But yeah, they to the thing.
Didn't you just see that outfit, J-Rock?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling down on some of the stuff I missed, and I'm just like, oops. But,
first of all, you know, I'm not even going to touch that, but I'm just like, I think men can recycle an outfit. I just don't think women.
I ain't going to lie to you. Y'all can say what you want to say, because y'all can really kiss my ass. I'm the kind of person that are like, if I got some cute jeans or something like that, I switch out the fucking shirt, because I'm not trying to prove nothing to nobody.
Right, as long as it's clean.
Exactly.
Yeah, as long as it's clean. But you know what? I feel like this. If you that bitch that, well, I'm not saying that Marcus is that bitch, but you know how you that those people that's always talking about what people got on or what people wearing and all this kind of stuff, that means that you got to be on point. But if I'm not that kind of person, I'll let you know up front. Bitch, first of all, I could just shit less about fashion. I don't care about clothes. That's not what I spend my money on. Okay? So you may see me in some jeans.
I made the post, J-Rock. I got somebody to create the picture for me because I saw it, and it wasn't really, it's really a key. I just like messing with Marcus. It's funny. Just like when I heard he got popped, I said that Pope and Chip probably fell out when he got popped. So it wasn't really that deep.
I just did it
because it was a key, and he's the type of person that says he stole coin and this, that, and the other. So. If you're coin, why repeat in a 2-week period? I mean, I guess. But that was my only reason for doing that. It wasn't really intended. Like, I'm the type of, you know, I'm really, like, I don't know. I really don't care about what people wear and stuff like that. I just did it because it was Marcus, honestly. It wasn't really for because there's a lot of other people who I could have did pictures and be like, oh, you say you don't wear stuff again, and they have. So, you know,
like
it wasn't really against
like
what he had.
Anyway.
It was just because.
Wait, like
he was
who? Marcus. Mika, I mean, that we own the subject. Like, who?
I'm not doing it.
You're not going to do that, but you'll take a swipe at Marcus, but you won't do the other girls that are what we see out here?
Are you sure
you don't want to do that, Mika?
That's what got me to do it because it was more, because other than that, I could have been posting pictures, but I chose.
But I said, since we here... And you know other girls that repeat the outfits. I'm just saying that. You said you could have took a swipe at any of the girls that repeat outfits. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
You better start them.
Who?
I'm saying like what other girl could you have posted?
I don't know.
And repeat a look?
I don't know.
Because I know you're not trying to come around to the commentator that wore the same shirt for you.
Oh, shit.
Who?
Goodbye. Thank you for calling Blog Talk. I got to go.
I think Tito needs to do a collection called Tito's Looks and just do doubles of girls wearing same effects at different balls. And
no,
do that side by side.
What y'all
now,
not going
what
to do,
what
y'all
what
not
you...
going to do is use my child to do y'all dirty work.
I'm not.
But I love Tito for hooking me up with that.
Ain't nobody going to find that tank. So he can do...
They just had that ball in St. Louis and he paid it.
Oh shit, we not gonna go back to that.
So
I would have showed up either because of the certain things they were telling him. Oh, it's gonna be in your area. Don't forget to fill up your tank. Like the dumb stuff they were telling him, I would have paid that shit too. Like you pay to get in and you still gonna be ridiculed and all that shit.
Now
and
I did not know that he actually has a physical oxygen tank. And, yeah, if you're around the girls and they smoke and stuff like that. So when
wait,
I figure that out.
It's flammable.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
It's flammable.
Right.
You're telling me Tito cannot go to the bar because bitches smoke?
If it's
I mean,
the bar,
yeah.
But they're allowed
to
smoke
that's
inside
not
the building
smoke,
and Tito
that's
is near their tank.
The...
Although that it's rare that it happens, if he's around people that smoke, It could blow up his tank. So
yeah, it can be.
Yeah, I mean,
but you
got to
be like right up on somebody.
But
for
who
a tank
knows?
Explode,
I mean,
if
someone did their research and he knew who was having a ball, and they told him, "Oh, it's a non-smoking in a building, or a non-smoking event, or venue, whatever," then that would have been fine. But the way the girls came at him, I wouldn't have came there anyway.
The Rainbow Rink was a non-smoking area, though.
Because them girls acting like they was waiting in line.
But don't they smoke outside in the line? That's what I'm saying. So what if he in the line?
Hmm.
But
God,
I would think that,
go
but
blow
I would
up somewhere
that at a ball.
He's not about to jump in no bubble to get to no damn
ball.
But
I would think
ball.
That at a ball, they would make special accommodations for certain people
for
with,
right.
with disabilities.
What
I mean,
I don't know.
I've been
know.
To balls.
No,
okay, we're not going to talk over each other. I've been to balls where some of the plus-size girls that can't stand up too long have been
so
pushed
they go
through.
First.
Have been pushed
girl.
Through so that they could get in and sit.
And sit
we
in
have
two
a, this, I believe this is Prada 518.
Yeah, she's sitting in two chairs.
Prada, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry, I'm late. What's the tea?
No,
morning.
You're not late. You're on your regular time. 41, we have another caller. 412304.
Oh, Lord.
What that mean? You know that area code?
Yep. I'm on the phone now.
Hello?
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 Fine, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm gonna get out on one.
See, they playing.
Thank you.
You know what? I never understood. How do people call in, and then when you say hello, like five times, and they finally say hello, and then they ain't got shit to say?
I'm trying to understand how they tune in with all that noise in the background. It seemed like a viewing party's going on or something. I don't know what they're watching, but it's a party over there. I don't see how they tune
party.
In.
So we asked.
Okay, a viewing party. I don't think you
so. So we went through J-Rock and what he did this weekend, and then we talked to And I know what you did, Devin, and I know what you did, Justin, but we don't even talk about that. And I kind of sort of know what you did this weekend, Prada. It's nice to hear your voice. I'm glad the trade didn't knock you up the way you was talking shit to him.
Bitch, what time was you supposed to call us back, girl? In an hour?
You know I got me and lit people just like you, J-Rock. But unlike you, girl, you know, my peace don't stop me from talking and having conversations with people.
Child, probably tell the truth. Don't his boyfriend beat on him.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, if you clarify something, I just refreshed the room. Tito said he can go to smoking events. And y'all gonna stop trying him and his tanks.
He did.
No,
I
don't feel like we were trying him though. We were just, you know.
I didn't try him.
We were trying to give you benefit of the doubt, bitch. Don't try it.
I just said I wouldn't have went to the event either.
We noticed there was a ball in or New Orleans. You didn't go to either. Yes,
no,
we
really came up. No.
Well, it was nobody at that ball in New Orleans. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. Y'all said seven people was gonna be in there. I wasn't gonna do number be number eight. Fuck. What the fuck I can do? Leave me alone. Leave me out of it. Please.
And yeah, Jason, I'm sorry I didn't call y'all back, honey. My
that's
said
a big
problem because
I went to bed. I got tired of hearing them lay queens call each other whores. So I put
yeah, girl, because we was on the phone for 6 hours. And my tray said, "Damn, y'all talk a lot."
I don't even feel bad.
Not at all.
So if anybody, well, I guess I don't want to talk about that movie. But if anybody got a chance to go see Bella, if you haven't seen Bella, it's really a good movie.
No, I haven't, but I have a free website I can see it on tonight.
Okay, well, yeah, it was really good, but I won't touch on the rest of those movies. We'll do that tomorrow with Jasmine, but I'm just going to say.
Okay, yeah, and I know she will have a Godzilla review, right? No, she hasn't talked about Godzilla.
Yeah, we'll talk about Godzilla tomorrow because, I don't know.
It was so child.
Well, that's how long it takes you to talk about it.
Black tie. Black tie. Well, you are black. Big
Ooh.
Tie. No, I'm not on Tiny Chat. I don't even know if it's open. I can't be on Tiny Chat and do the show. So, and what you need to see me for? You saw me 3 days in a row. If you want to see me, you come down to Baltimore. How you doing?
Legs open. Legs open and all.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
The food bag was open on Tiny Chat.
But after y'all got off,
acting like you're playing a fucking video game with your legs just swinging.
You talked for a little, for like an hour or so longer. I really, I like them, Aaron and Ty. They're nice.
I like Aaron. He cute.
Which one, Aaron?
Can y'all sit up there and just be on Tiny Chat looking at each other's face?
Yeah, baby,
tiny.
Yeah, girl, they
see,
I got, they said Shamika was cute, girl.
Shamika,
Shamika
got,
and she had
body. Only problem I got with Shamika is, you know what, it ain't even a problem. I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you're looking for something to invest your money in that's going to be a long-term profit in the end, invest in Vaseline. Because, baby, the way Miss Shamika goes through Vaseline, honey.
You're going to make your money back.
You're going to make your money back.
She's snatching legs.
She is snatching legs, honey.
Between that and that Blair Witch Project ass lighting she got in the background, child, she'll be just fine.
Oh, well, we can tell Bishop and Wendy Williams to have several.
Oh, girl, we're going to get into a whole lot of light situation today, honey. Trust me, we're going to talk about light real bad today.
Well, we can tell Bishop and Wendy Williams to hang it up if Shamika set up and stacked up like that.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah! I had to get up and show the girls because you know Bishop said I'm big and a bad deal.
Wait a minute, are the lines full? Because Becky's telling me she can't get on because the lines are full. Really?
They're full. Oh.
The lines. Let me call from my cell phone because I don't believe Becky.
Oh, I guess I'm the dog diva,
no,
honey, because I came straight
got
through.
Something
happened because they
got kicked off.
Yeah, some of them got kicked off. I don't know what happened.
they said Jasmine didn't pay her bills, and the lady told them tonight.
No, they're not going to try it like that.
Jasmine. Shamika, if Jasmine come on this line.
I haven't said it. I'm just telling you what came across my desk, like Kelly. Don't lie. He put it in the room, baby. He said the white lady told him good night.
Okay, well, we got to get these motherfuckers something to listen to.
With the lines being full, I don't understand what the lines being full. And, we have a private caller. Let's see who this is. I see y'all girls now. Y'all want to start pressing one when y'all heard my lines was full, and I was going to have to 86 you bitches so my girlfriends could get in line.
Exactly.
We'll do.
Girlfriend set up.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Lord. Don't 86 me. I pressed one so y'all wouldn't boot me, honey. So,
hello.
You finally don't have a call sex?
No, I just got home from shopping or whatever, so I need to wind down just for a couple minutes, whatever. I need to hang this shit up real quick and just take care of something real quick. But give me like 5-10 minutes. But don't.
Just mute yourself.
But accidentally, don't put it on mute so we can hear what you're saying.
Okay.
And then the next caller is 904-654. Well, Prada, if you got Becky's number, then you need to call her and get her on the line until I can clear some of these lines. 904-654. I tell you what, people, these lines are full. And if you press one and you don't say nothing, you will be 86. How you doing? 904-654.
Give me the answer what you are trying to talk.
Oh.
How you doing? How y'all doing? Hey, Mika. Hey, Jason. Hey, J-Rock.
Hey.
Hey, Prada. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
What's going on?
Man, tell Jasmine, don't delete me, child. But I get because they kicked me out the room. Kicked me off the line.
Oh, that's Aaron.
Yes, it's me.
You lucky,
oh,
you too, because I was about to read.
I wasn't trying to outdo Edmund, but I was just saying.
Oh, no, you
fine.
That's
why
I put it in the room. That's why I put it in the room.
Yeah.
I was gagging because I don't know how to call live. I know you sleep.
I feel fucking left.
So,
wait, who was that?
You know,
wait, who
that's
was that?
Aaron. Whatever.
No, my name is
That's Edmund. Edmund Smalls from the room. He actually called in, and a white cunt hung up on him. She didn't say it was full. They just hung up and said goodbye.
You sound like me, honey. Who's this?
No, that's not me,
like,
Laura. That's not me.
No, I said no.
That's
I said
not
he
me.
Sounds like me.
You want me to change my? I can be
like
a fake profile.
Me.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Yeah, they hung up on me and stuff. So you know, I just wanted to call in and just let you know that I was playing or whatever.
Yeah. Who is that?
That's just that. That's like,
okay. You know what, man? Y'all
no,
got
that's
people
still me.
Child, I'm about to start because I'm like, okay, people coming from out of nowhere, bitch. My phone is just, this boy is not cursed. Uh-oh, I will hang up on y'all.
This is like a seven wonder.
Hello?
Becky, bitch!
What's up, everybody?
Becky,
I was actually ready to tell you send me your number and I was going to call you because I can't call you. I was going to call you and just let you get your... Get you a chance to do your little own intro, but since Prada got you online.
I don't have to do no intro tonight because I'm late and all that and stuff.
Well, girl, half these other girls is late and they still do intros, but anyway.
Oh. I love you
so
much.
Do you mean that literally?
And for the audience, for y'all that's like putting like, oh my God, all these commercials and this and that. The reason I do what I do is because I try to give my co-host and my seat fillers chance to get home, shit shower, shave, and get comfortable so that I don't bear no interruptions when we start the show. So I apologize if the commercials... All those commercials at one time. Well, no, I don't. I don't apologize for shit. It is what it is. I said what I said.
Don't you feel
and
better
you
when you put it that
with
way?
With some bullshit.
Okay.
So y'all, seriously, as far as last night, like I didn't. Once I went to a record mode because I listened online, I didn't hear it. Obviously, after that. But as far as last night, it didn't answer any of my questions. Of course, I wanted to hit. Kelly Reed, but I understand her refraining from doing so, which is fine. But we didn't even talk. Like, y'all made it Marcus Knight, and then y'all didn't even talk about him getting popped. Like, that was late.
That is why I called in.
Okay, well, since y'all girls...
Why did Bam punch his girl?
Well, I don't want to say he punched him, but it definitely was something that you should have reacted and, like you know...
No,
it was a girl...
Don't make me fuck you up in here, punch.
Right, it was a love.
When I finally looked at it, well, I didn't finally look at it. When I saw it, I guess I'm from Baltimore. I don't call that a punch. That was more of a mush.
Right, that's like a mush.
Yeah, a mush.
Get the fuck out of here.
Marcus was like scrappy dude when his friend was holding him. He was like, let me at him. Come on.
But his friend was like a weeble wobble. You know how you push it, but that bitch won't fall all the way down. So he keeps on hopping back up.
Y'all are not going to sit there and call it.
But it was so dramatic.
It was a little bit of force that he did.
Girl, look at Mika, girl. She was ready, girl. Yes, Mika.
I just was over it. Like, y'all made it Marcus Knight, and y'all let him. I don't know why y'all, like, gave the witch the broomstick. Like, y'all just let her just go all over.
You saying we?
And
are you
I'm sorry. I don't know who to blame it on. It was crazy because Mika already called him frail. And then when Bam had punched him, it wasn't even a punch.
You saw how he threw that hand up like, Mommy, no.
No, but you didn't see how he almost, like, he was so dramatic. Like, he moved a little bit, like, ow. And then he just.
Now, y'all already know how that man feels. And y'all going to have that man calling in and calling people a bunch of bricks again.
First of all, the poop is in the, when I could, girl,
Wait a minute, Becky. 412-304.
Now, see, you take
we might need to go down that line and get some girls off of here.
Yeah,
okay.
For real. You got to.
If you hear, this is what's going to happen because lines are full and there are people that want to come on. If you hear your number and I bring you on and you hear that sign that says unmuted, guess what's going to happen after I call your number again and you don't say nothing? The same thing that's about to happen to 412-304. So tell a girlfriend that if she's trying to get on, I just made room for her.
And that's the way they cookie crumbles.
Thank you for stopping by. Thank you also for leaving.
Man, okay. So anyway, then last night when I couldn't get on because I was finna talk about that, he was I wasn't even gonna get on my computer like listening to the little blog talk. But when I got on, he talking about it wasn't a punch. It wasn't even a punch like that. He ain't punched me, girl. The proof is in the damn video,
really,
girl. I'm sorry.
It was enough to get Marcus. Nobody would have did that to me. I'm sorry. I may be a brick, but I want a bitch to mush me. It's nothing. That's ridiculous.
His friends
were told
to help
that,
like, girl.
Then he did it an old school way, trying to play like he's reaching for something. He could have waited to get that damn head. Baby, that was his way to make some. That was his way to get in direct contact with Marcus and show him what he really wanted to show him. Just, like, he didn't have to grab that head at that time because he really wasn't going to want to fall.
First of all, Marcus was already scared because he was looking for him. He was looking at him reach for the head. So you know what that means.
That's what I'm saying.
If you was minding your business, you would just mind your business. And then
Bam
he wanted that part.
Bam wasn't going to react because Bam wouldn't have turned his back to walk on Marcus. Bam knew Marcus wasn't going to hit him back because ain't no way I'm going to touch nobody and turn my back to them for them to attack me. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
You better go in, Samiko.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You know, certain people know who to play with, and I don't know what type of person Bam is because I'm not going to just do Marcus. I'm going to do Bam, too. You know who to play with, Bam, because for you to pop Marcus and just walk off like sashay, like you know that bitch not going to touch you, no. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. You knew Marcus wasn't going to do you nothing, baby. You don't get no points for doing that. You don't get no points for popping Marcus. You don't. Let's be real.
You don't get no points for popping Marcus. But you know what, though?
Not his first slap of the ballroom, but still, you don't get no points for
But
that.
You know what, though? You know what, though? Bam never looked for points. Bam just letting him know, bitch, don't play with me. And Bam will pop somebody and walk off on anybody and wish they tried to come behind him. Because he was ready if anybody would have came. Trust me. Shamika, you know those times when you just need to go up to a bitch and say, bitch, don't play with me, and then you walk the fuck off. But you already, but you know just in case they're coming up, but.
I was trying to figure out who can I say that Marcus reacted like when he got mush or whatever y'all said. Do y'all remember when when Sheree was arguing with that sissy on Housewives of Atlanta and she was like,
it is no shade. You know that sometimes girls, when you got a bunch of people protecting you or standing around you, sometimes they can hype up a situation.
Yeah, they can definitely
hype
when you have to react to your girlfriend.
If I had gotten with my girlfriend's girl, we would have been coming for you.
Bam is big, honey. One would have been on his neck, and one would have been on his leg, his stomach. We would have got all areas of his body, triceps, biceps, and everything else. Ain't no way, baby.
But that's not the right crew.
You're rolling with the wrong team, sweetie. You're rolling with the wrong team, Marcus.
Well, the funny was how they was laughing at him, and I'm like,
that's not funny.
Laughing at him.
Oh, they laugh at him? Mika, this is the thing. They already knew what was in his best interest when they hold him back. So they was like, girl, come on, don't do it.
They were trying to
spare
him. They were trying to spare him from embarrassment.
Don't do it, girl.
No.
Y'all
Marcus
don't do it, girl.
And I'm not defending Marcus by a long shot because sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. But you have to understand that Marcus is very Caucasian male, where he will press charges. And he's very clear that he will press charges if you touch him. So don't touch him.
But he was acting like he was going to jump for him. And I think they were holding him back as in, boy, please don't do that. This is not what you want.
If he does want to press charges, this is what I agree with.
Well, you can't press charges for a mush.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is why I agree with Jason.
You can't press and punch him. That's content.
He ain't punch you, girl. Marcus, you're right, Marcus. He ain't punch you. You said it last night. It was on the show.
And if the police was to look at that video, the only thing they're going to see is Bam putting his gift bag down and picking up his hat. And when he picked up his hat, he accidentally swiped at Marcus. And it might have been a fly or something. So
they're going to say, this what you call us over here for, bitch. They're going to arrest Marcus. That's what they're going to do.
Well, no shade. The one the ball in Connecticut.
Yeah,
well, that was Baltimore.
That's
wasn't
how
that Baltimore?
I said it depends on the area.
I don't have a problem locking nobody.
Like,
what happened in Baltimore? Because I was about to read at the fact that it was a ball in Baltimore. It was a Saturday, and I had nothing to do.
No,
but
girls can call me
when they need favors and when they want to find out dirt, but they don't call me when it's like pool parties going on and social events are going. Yeah, so it's like so now that my number has changed, I want to see how those girls reach out. But anyway, that was subliminal.
Yeah, let's change the subject for we be another Marcus thing because you know we don't want nobody saying we just talk about Marcus,
much, right?
But hey, everybody on the line. I don't know who all on the line, y'all. So hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Becky. This is Justin.
Hey, Becky.
Hi, Justin. Hey, Mika.
Hey.
Who else on here, y'all? No,
Becky, you know everybody that sits on Tuesday. Justin, J-Rock, Mika, you, Prada.
I have a request for the couch. For the big red couch, I want Janice to come on the couch.
Girl,
get you some numbers.
What's the big red couch?
The big red couch. I'm talking about. Oh boy, Caesar.
For what?
Yeah,
Mika, since you made that suggestion, another suggestion that I think that people need to tell Caesar is that if you're going to do these interviews with these ladies, at least do it in environments where if you invite them out to eat, let them eat
where
first.
They're comfortable.
If you're
right.
going to, if you're
Mika
going to do these interviews,
if you're
going
to
do these interviews in places, make sure that the lighting is
right
perfect.
Now.
These women are being represented in the best light. Let me tell y'all what happens when
you don't know anything about filming, anything about recording. You don't look up that thing. You just craft a camera and feel like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Oh, my God. No, let me
really
tell you what he did. They were actually on their way to Vogue Nights. But then when they had stopped before, Caesar already know what he was trying to do. He had left out a little bit too early. So when he let that woman order her food, he said, okay, bitch, we got you. We finna do this interview. Because if you want to eat, you eat. And she already said, she said in the promo before the video came out, she said, yes, I'm finally about to do this video. As you can see how long it took me to do this. Look what the fuck she got me at. It's like, bitch, she called her in the bathroom. It's like, okay, girl, you can't come out of the bathroom until you do this interview. That's basically what it was. She was caught off guard.
in the corner. Can I eat my food? Can I eat my food?
Right.
Said,
was
I,
and
it's like she
like,
begged. She was like, please, let me get a bite. Please.
That shit looked like interrogation. You can't eat the food until you tell us what you think about the other film queens.
901-276, you are now on the air.
Yeah,
I
what's up?
I,
hello.
Hey.
Hey, girl. What's up, y'all? But no, just to backtrack, I think that that happened in St. Louis with Marcus and Mel.
Okay, thank
you. Thank you.
No problem.
How the hell you look at it, ball?
I
ass?
Think it was Connecticut, girl.
No, no. I don't know where it was, but I know that it was like somebody. I know that he was supposed to be in Baltimore. I know that he was supposed to be coming to Baltimore, so that's why I thought it was Baltimore.
St. Louis didn't have a way on my way.
He wore the same thing to St. Louis, so it probably looked like the same day. That's fine.
Oh, my God. I just caught that.
Thank
this
you.
Is
thank
enough.
You.
I'm
thank you.
Hang up the phone, Shamika.
I mean, not Laura, Shamika. When you clocked that, what was you going through? Like, what? How did you know?
I don't know. It just happened so, because I just remember the shirt, because I remember I had told him that it looked like an Express shirt. I worked in retail.
We was in Tiny Chef, Mika.
Yeah, we was in Tiny Chef. I said, ooh, that's the same shirt. Let me report this to Tito so he can hook me up. So I went to my fairy photo mother, and she hooked me up.
She
hooked me up, child.
J-Rock, what you about to say, J-Rock?
I had me a side-to-side pick.
J-Rock just got quiet. Okay.
And why in those pictures does it look like Marcus is reading? Was that just
when Shamika, see, that's why when I seen that picture last night, I was like, oh my God, no, that show is hot. I want to be on this line. But I could not get in. Why the girls calling in? Like, why they packing the lines up like that?
And they weren't talking. That's the thing. I had to tune in on the internet yesterday, too, and I called in at 10:43. That's ridiculous.
Because I guess Monday night was hot because the girls just knew, or they just knew that Callie was going to really go off on Ashley. So they assumed that Callie was going to go off on Ashley. And then, I mean, I'm not being shady when I say this, but, I mean, Marcus getting mushed has happened several times, so that's nothing new.
See, that's what I learned yesterday.
That's nothing new to ball from. I mean, so...
So there you go.
So it really was, you heard Marcus gave his side, and Marcus is going to give the very political side of it. Then you heard Naima come on, and she spoke for Bam and gave her, Bam is very, it is what it is. You stay away from me, I'll stay away from you. But if you want to play, you want to dance, we can dance. So,
was it just me, or was Naima slowly leading him down that pathway now?
No, it wasn't just you. We have a private caller. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is Shanique.
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Hey.
That's my girl.
I just have a few things to say about Marcus and getting mushed in the face. If it was me, we fighting.
Please, if you're near a computer, please step away from the computer because we can hear the echo.
Okay. But yeah, we fighting. That's all I got to say. Now, if the ball was in Connecticut, I think Marcus did very white girl, pumped it to Foxwoods, and spent some coin up in there. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
The ball
was in Connecticut.
It was in Connecticut.
It was
right?
In Connecticut. Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, it was the same outfit, so people confused. That's my default.
And like Mika said, it was the same outfit, and he went to the Foxwoods and spent some money up in there. And finally, I'm mad at the fact that Kelly didn't go in last night on Ashley, and that fucking light. That light that shed the light on that beard.
Oh.
Okay.
That life was a fucking setup. That's all I have to say.
I was happy she took the road untraveled.
High road.
I was happy for her. But then again, part of me wants the old Kelly to read her Canal Street dress, you know, but she didn't do that, so.
I don't know. Please mute yourself.
I don't know.
How can that sound like J-Rock?
Please fix your background.
Wait, hold up. How can that sound like J-Rock? Like you just know my background or something?
You know J-Rock, people trying to make him a spectacle. Leave J-Rock alone.
Right, he already gets beat on by his wife. Child, geez.
I'm sitting there just minding my business.
That's probably that EMP that was listening to Rihanna. That's probably him.
I just got one thing to say. If everybody just take a quick pause, you can hear whose phone that is.
He's like, oh, this is the stuff I use.
Who?
What kind of stuff, bro? You're druggy or something? Okay, that's not J-Rock's background. So this is what I'm going to do.
That's not J-Rock. That's funky.
You mute everybody and embarrass them.
This is what I'm going to do. If somehow you get disconnected because you choose not to fix your background, it was nice talking to you, and you know that you were the cast member that got killed off of season 4.
Nika said, wait, stop.
And Mika, I hope you don't gag tonight because you don't, you can't call back in, child.
That's not me.
I'm saying you know how you got to call back at that time when you usually just call back for your
be
phone.
Be quiet, please.
Yeah.
I
tell you, boy.
Girl, who is that? That's not even funny, girl.
I tell you for nothing. And we had a little, you know, started messing around like we get into it. And, you know, I'm busting.
Oh, wait.
All right, I'm like, you know, damn, I'm like, wait, catch my breath.
I know that's not Laura. Laura on mute, huh?
No, it's not me. Jason already muted me, and the voice is talking. I already know who it is.
Justin?
Who is it? Who is
Justin?
It?
Hello?
It's not Justin.
So who is it? Is it Justin or Devin?
No,
I think it's not you, Devin.
No,
that would be an extra person.
Oh, I think it was Heifer.
Oh, it went away now.
They gossiping down, baby.
It was whoever 901276 was.
Oh, okay.
Whoever 901 was.
I don't know who that was.
They said they got turned out.
Jacob, whoever, but his thing, Mercedes stole one. I know that was fake. She ain't let nobody shit on her face. Now, she go too far. Now, I love Auntie Down, but she lied with that one. I don't think she let nobody piss and shit on her. Talk about she had to pay her phone bill, so she let him shit on her face. Girl, bye. Mercedes, Iman, Star, Miss Fuck You Continental. Girl, I ain't got time.
I don't know what she did. She looked wretched enough.
Oh, there you go.
This is an interview. Bitch, you don't put that shit on pause.
I refuse to anything that Mercedes Star is a part of. I will not be watching because I just don't like that.
I just don't like her.
And if I ever see her on the street, she better hope I'm in a good mood.
She got popular. She actually just got popular off of reading somebody who would let her do a show at a gay event. Huh? Mm-hmm.
That's how it all started. Raquel Payne, that's the person she was reading in the initial video.
Mm-hmm. Talking about it, people on coke and all that.
Black Tie, can you press 1? Because I want to know what you begging me for. And I heard you. You ain't even going to bust the grape. You can't even bust a nut. So I know you ain't talking.
Everybody's trying to Wendy Williams. You're going
to
see Marcus singing on Wendy Williams.
No.
If he can't bust a
nut,
what's wrong? He on high blood pressure medicine?
He can't even bust a grape in a food fight.
Turn to Wendy Williams so you can see how Marcus was when Bam punched him.
Y'all real serious.
Y'all so funny.
We got this child getting punched. We got the other child getting really bad lightning.
Somebody getting shit on. And, but I like Mariah Balenciaga. I don't know what she is, but she, when she said she was turned out by a straight couple, damn. What the hell?
Mariah is a butch queen up in drag face, but I feel like she. I think she's taking moms because she.
She's pretty though.
She took
yeah,
that picture. Her titties was sticking out.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I may get in trouble for this, but I really don't care. I think they give Mariah a little too much.
Too much? Ooh.
Too much
work.
Yeah. Okay, so when I went to North Carolina and I seen Mariah in person, that was not who I was expecting to see.
When
they rolled down and broke into pieces?
It was like,
thank
you.
J-Rock,
what was you expecting to see?
No, I was expecting to see a smooth finish. I seen cake. And then, and I wasn't expecting that. I thought Mariah was like one of those clean cut, you know, nice makeup, all this kind of stuff from what I see on TV. And then I just seen this this interview of her when she was talking about how she got turned out by the straight couple. And it's like her head, it looked like her head lit a different color from her body.
What you won't do is miss this Mariah.
Right. No, sir.
Let me tell
you.
You
know the girl still
cameras
in the office of the school.
All I'm saying is
that North Carolina aftermath, she was fucked up. I don't know what she was on, man. She was
She came as a butch queen. She looked like she looked like a butch queen. She had smooth skin, all this kind of stuff.
She
that
did.
I'm
talking about she was fucked up, like high or drunk or something, bitch. She was, hello. Like she was gone with the wind. It was like, hey, Mariah, girl. She's talking about, how you doing?
I'm just so used to her looking so fish, I guess. But when she had her makeup on, I don't like her like that. I like when she do her fish
Atlanta,
makeup. Like,
she was beautiful in Atlanta, baby.
Yeah, when I saw her, she was beautiful.
Thor Ball, I think. She was beautiful.
Everybody can have a bad makeup day.
Right, I think
maybe that's what it
was. If you 9 times out of 10 flawless, bitch, I let you have one.
But this is my
thing.
This
how you know you ugly. But, do you the bottom throwback test. When you first walk in, they be taking pictures and stuff. They be like, hey, so-and-so, can you take a picture? You take a picture, and then you look and see how you look on that. You be like, hey, baby, let me see that picture.
Yeah,
and
you
fucked up. Bitch, you better not take no more pictures that night.
Baby, you know that you fucked up when you see the bottom throwback pictures, and because he'll post all the people that he like, and then the rest of the pictures be like, girl, how you let Steve to get you like that? 678-668, you're on the air.
You know what I mean? Like, you see out of my face, out of my hat. It was
something.
Now, I don't like it. It
wasn't
no damn
bad, because
I ain't
remember
like that. But it was like long hair.
Girl, anyone
want to
hear Mercedes?
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what my intro was going to be. My intro was going to be that girl saying, who are you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are the girl? The lady said, huh?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you,
girl? You
who the fuck
here.
Are you?
Girl, you?
What are you talking about? Girl, you out of here. Girl, you. What? She was, man. She was stuck.
Poor
lady.
Hold on.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And it was you and her smoking crack together. They said they were friends and they was in the house smoking together and it went crazy.
What the hell
oh
are y'all talking about?
Some
yeah,
video
I'm
when I threw my pants outside doing
it.
Something.
Oh, my God, you have to watch.
She was high as boots, baby.
They were stuck as fuck. They were stuck, girl.
They were stuck in time. They really were.
Especially when that lady fell. Because I thought that, first of all, when you watch the video, you'll think the lady was just a concerned friend. Like, what's going on? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Are you okay?
It did.
Well, Lord. Y'all be trying it. Y'all be so
yeah, yeah, go to my page and look on, it look on there and say something y'all need
to start. Oh, hold on. I'll put it right on the video so y'all can look at it in the group. Man.
This video
yep.
right here?
The one with
yeah,
the lady on the front?
Was,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. I just said that amazement. I just, my thing is, like, these drugs is out nowadays is a whole different ball game from when I was out kicking it and shit like that. I could, I, if whatever the shit she was on, I don't want none of that shit.
I kind of did want some. I kind of did. I was like, damn. Not the lady that was acting crazy, but the lady who was like, what happened?
Hello? Yeah, they're
going
to show
us for
real. They're in the popcorn machine now.
Wait a
minute,
who
outside riding in the wind?
I was trying to take out the value on this because I don't want y'all to hear this shit while I'm watching it. What the fuck is this?
The girl's on the run on the online. Girl.
What the hell is this?
Coming up.
Devin, that's how that was. That's how the lady was talking back to the lady. She was like, "What? What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Who is you? Nobody. Nothing. What's wrong?
They doing a self-assessment, bitch.
And then this crazy bitch got her walking back down two blocks, girl. Bye. Ain't no way. She's pushing you down and shit, and you walking
backwards.
Girl,
that's, I'm going to tell you what that is. That's that good sign of your good girlfriend when she get real, real blow, and you trying to figure out what's y'all both high as Cooter Brown. Y'all trying to figure out exactly what the hell is going on. What's wrong with you, bitch?
Oh, my God. Dude, this other chick looking like this.
I want to know where the fuck do y'all be finding these dumbass these commercials, like the commercial where this black man is licking his lips at this white man,
girl,
and then the other man bends over and just like don't drop the soap. Where do y'all find these commercials?
Baby, did y'all see
that pussy?
Did
that had to be like a French commercial or something because his balls all out.
Listen, y'all. See, we have in the United States of America, we have the FCC. They always, we can't make those kind of commercials, but overseas, they have no fucking rules and no restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like if you don't want your kids watching it, then turn the fucking TV off. Because just like that Sprite commercial, when the lady was going down on old dude and she was like, oh, I could really use a Sprite, and then all of a sudden the Sprite popped up in the room, and he like, it made it look like she was getting nutted all on her face. But it was really bright.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh, my Lord.
Oh.
They have no restrictions overseas when it comes to commercials, and it'd be so funny.
I'm okay with that. I'm just saying it. Like, he attacked that ass like this.
Oh, my God, who's eating chips?
Devin.
Oh.
Really try hard not to read you for that. Only because I love you and I care, and I know you being domestically abused right now.
Oh,
and I won't let that go. I know when you go home
what?
And like you scared.
Who gets abused? J-Rock, you gonna make a video like Jocelyn talking about I'm okay, Mr.
Right.
Oh shit, not me, baby.
So what's going
want everybody to. Oh no, we can't talk about that right now.
Well, save it for tomorrow.
Cause I don't want. His will roll if you talk about.
Let me ask you this though, Becky Titty Punch, and this is just a hypothetical question.
If I'm your
Butch Queer brother, and you know I got a videotape, or we get on camera, we about to take pictures or something like that, and I get you on video, and you look a kiki, or whatever, whatever. Would you read the shit out of me the next day?
If you posted a picture.
A video, a picture.
Like, how was I looking?
If you was looking a kiki.
Like he was being held hostage and your food was there.
Oh, shit.
I'm Reed, because it's not like it's a picture and you could take me out. Call me out. Okay, listen, for me to better understand, I think I need to see the video.
Oh, you saw the video.
What video? The lady saying, who are you?
Okay. You'll get it in a minute.
My
problem was not the interview, because the interview and the answers to all the questions were flawless. The interview was not the problem. That fucking staging area was problematic for me.
She was zooming in
real hard. Like, I saw cavities that bitch was in that goddamn phone.
Ooh.
No, when she was saying, I don't care about my look. I'm not about to look crazy for anybody else. I want to recognize myself as so-and-so. When he zoomed in, like, what?
Right. Like, I was like, bitch, how do you use your own people?
Girl. You know, at the end of the day, she was a very positive woman. She didn't feed into his foolishness. I think that's why, because she didn't feed into his foolishness. And then, you know, we all know how Caesar is with he very faggoty behind the camera.
Everybody gonna dress a certain way. Everybody gonna act a certain way, whatever the case may be. My problem was, bitch, first of all, you don't take me out to eat, hold me hostage, and then interview me. I'm gonna be a little bit fierce about that. I don't know how everybody else feels, bitch. My food is getting cold. My water's getting warm. And you want to ask me what the fuck I think about the change of life, bitch, like we in the Lion King. Bitch, no.
I'm just so happy she didn't do no... I don't know if she do drugs, but I'm just happy she didn't do nothing that night, because that would have been a real bad thing. It would have been all up coming at her nose. It would have been, like, everything. We would have seen everything, and I'm glad that she didn't do that night.
That's all we can say. That's all we can really honestly say.
And I know the people was over it, too. Like, girl, you still ain't eat, baby? We got more people trying to come in. You just all
right, we trying to turn this table.
Y'all are stupid.
How long is it going to take you to eat this damn chicken cheese, bitch, with these fries?
Okay.
And then they're gonna say, girl,
you drinking water, girl. Come on now. You packed that food up. You drinking a bottle of water in a damn cup.
Right, bitch. Everybody else gets a couch and a nice environment, some good little light. They even get a little Vogue video. So what was her Vogue video, bitch? Walking down the street, carrying in the middle of Christopher Street, bitch, to on the radio video coming out of a taxi cab or something? Bitch? Like, really?
Just like they did with her comeback to Prodigy with that Bridal Chucket dress on. They always shade Mika. They wrote for that.
Oh, my gosh.
They always do that to the girl.
Okay.
Well, Mika.
Finish her!
For her comeback, she actually had her interest up. If she wouldn't have failed,
her performance wasn't an issue at all.
No. I ain't say that. I said when she fell, that's when it went all downhill.
Because, you know, she was all, she had got all beat and stuff. But other than that, her interest and her, the hype of everybody, like, oh, here she is and stuff like that, that was hot. As far as fucking...
Oh, shit. Devin, somebody said all your food needs to get cold. You had a nice Always performance, but you look like Chef Boy R. Bottom with those senior sister shoes.
Oh, my God.
Where was that posted?
That's in the Blog Talk Radio room.
I don't know who posted
that,
because I said that about
this show.
Oh, no.
A while ago.
My fellas, I heard. You fucking queer.
They said you had on them orthopedic shoes, and I'm sure your feet were on fire.
Actually, my feet were very fine, and they were very comfortable, but I thank you.
Oh, my legendary knot, you are so shady.
Where'd you see that, Jason?
In the Blog Talk Radio room.
Trying it.
Oh,
the sycophants are in that
carrier. Tag one of us, because I don't see this post.
No, you got to log into the Blog Talk Radio chat in order to see it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Frankie, and Justin, he says you need to stop cheesing on Cam like a hard femme nigga.
Hey. Ooh.
Ooh.
No. Baby, smile while you still have teeth. Y'all worry about Selvin talking with his one or however many he have, but people have a mouthful of teeth and y'all got something to say. Like, what more can you do?
Yeah.
Nothing is good enough for you, girl.
But, you know, Selvin embraces his mouth, honey. She embraces the fact that
that's my point.
She's
but they still
happy
talking about
and healthy.
But they're talking about a person with a mouth full of teeth. Nice teeth at that. Come on now. Come on now.
Let me go into this chat room and see who said that so I can get tatted.
Oh, so we can find out if Jason really trying to be shady.
No, I believe Jason.
Yeah,
she report.
It's
one thing my sister does. She lives to report.
Oh, I know.
Devin, what are you trying to say? Because when they read me, I say it too. So don't do it,
live.
Girl. Sitting over there.
Oh, so what you trying to say, Devin? He could have left the orthopedic shoes out. That part. You're like.
It is my job to report all of the news, not some of the news.
Yeah, but see, the only thing about it is some girls will get offended and run. I give two fucks.
Wow.
So
right.
It's just like, whatever.
You can't talk your tail now, baby.
Mm-mm.
You don't want
to
be a mutt.
Because,
I don't get
you know what I mean, Tamika, it's funny because you can't get mad because these are the same girls that won't, that'll come in tiny chat or whatever, and they'll look at your webcam, but won't cut their
won't
on.
Won't even put up a name. They don't keep
right.
As a guest.
Right.
I'm like, damn, y'all make fake profiles. Why y'all can't think of a fake name? Just
listen,
put I suck dick. I'm a woman. I don't care what you put. Put something or get booted.
So you want them to be truthful and you want them to lie at the same time?
Is it me or do it look like, I don't want y'all to just be like, ew. But when I be looking at Marcus' pictures, like especially the pictures that Mika had put up,
will
it don't look like
he got
with
that lady tonight.
It don't look like he got a big dingling.
Wait, let me go see. Hold on.
Why are you trying to make people throw up?
Becky, I'm gonna need you to put your hands up. Becky, put your hands up in the air right now.
That might be his wallet. He is
Becky,
coin. He just came from
Becky,
the casino.
I need you to do this with me. I need you to put your hands up in the air right now.
Okay.
And repeat after me.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to hang myself.
Oh my God.
I want you to repeat after me.
Hold up.
I will never. Ever, ever say no foolishness
like
that again.
Okay, but go look at the picture, though, while he's sitting next to the car.
I think that's his pocket. I think that's his wallet because he is coined and he had just won at the casino the night before. That's why he's going to that ball.
That lady's so
I Charmaine wanted. Shit.
But see, this one I was on the phone last time.
Look,
I said Marcus
had
a real long
booty. My always coming for somebody. You see my test commented asking Tito what he wore on the ball, at the ball or whatever, because Tito reposted the picture of him wearing the same outfit or whatever. Montez, you came for me once before. I just want you to stop it before I read you for dear life. I want
Lord.
Stop it. Stop
who
it.
Who is he
now.
Talking to?
Montez, whoever, Montez versus Monty, patron.
Oh,
a patron? Is it patron?
Oh, there must
patron
be somebody that's got
Monty
me blocked
because
I don't see that. They must got me blocked.
Where you
it's
at?
It's wonderful when the girls got
that's
you blocked.
That's on the Tito Bridge.
Oh, I see it now. I see it now.
Yeah.
Who is this Respucia? You know, Respucia took her wig
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Like, why you
been at? Like, he looked like old girl. What her name was? Veronica from when she turned into a blueberry? You turned, Violet. You turned into Violet, bitch. Baby, girl on Willy Wonka.
Girl,
bye.
Wonka, bitch. I had
girl, bye.
You talking about, is that little skinny girl going to be that Nora, bitch? Who are you talking about?
Hey, bitch.
Girl, hold on.
My
let me put this picture together since y'all don't know.
Y'all so fierce.
Is it just me or is it certain people?
Girl, y'all go
is it just
picture?
Maybe it's just me, but it's certain
Lord.
People's body parts I just don't ever want to know about.
Pretty well.
Yeah,
oh, I do apologize, but that's just like, even for your worst enemy, sometimes you just, I don't know. I just be curious. My mind is very, just wandering, you know.
Your mind is very.
If you see somebody, cute, not saying Marcus is cute, but if you see somebody with some tight pants like that, it's just like, I was like, what the fuck? I ain't gonna say it no more. But baby, look who you talk about, Mika. Go look. He got a baby picture up, and it looked like he was already 30 years old in his baby picture.
Oh, shit.
Cause the color.
A baby picture way back, because I'm
always
saying.
Oh, my God.
It's on his. Hold on. Let me post it. I'm going to post it. I'm about to post it. Hold on. I'm about to post
who
it.
Got the, oh, my God. Why are y'all making fun of people's baby pictures?
With the stripes on.
Because, first of all, his hairline shouldn't have been like that. It's no baby. Then his mama tried to slick it down. Like, girl.
You know how you try to avoid people, and then they constantly step into the light for you to recognize them, you know? And then you have, like, you feel like you're just forced to address them. That's what I feel like he's doing. He wants to be noticed so bad. Sit your ugly ass down. Damn.
You know, I'm doing that like she looked
see,
at
and
me.
I shouldn't be doing all that because I just called the prayer line before I called y'all and was listening to some prayers.
I
was just saying, girl, I like to look at me, but, girl, some people you just don't look at like that.
Right, I don't.
Okay.
It ain't nothing about that that I, you know, I mean, I'm quite sure he's a very nice individual.
Father, you know if he would have paid you, you would have put that shlong on, that thing on your neck, girl.
Girl, no, I would have cut him, no guard.
Wait a minute, so they was at a fast food restaurant doing that interview?
Girl, didn't I just tell you they cut there and brought her food?
She talking about my girl.
And then he took the plate from her, and then she couldn't eat the food because he was still interviewing her.
Round one. Okay.
And by part four, Mika was just over. She had a hand on her
done.
Wig. She was hungry.
We're gonna take a commercial. We're gonna take a commercial break, and I will be right back.
Emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
This Sunday, May 25th, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pot per team,
Mystery Tag Team Performance for $1,000. Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Thug Realness for $999.99. Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Butch Queen Up in Drag's Realness for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories. That's this Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C. The ball is on Sunday, going into Monday morning, starting at 4 a.m. The ball is located at Upscale Ballroom in Suitland, Maryland. Admission, $30. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Jay-Z Prodigy, as well as Memphis and Athena Khan, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. Again, that's the House of Khan bringing you The Purge. 43K, Forever Con. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 25th. Or visit TensorTrap's official ballroom radio chat for promos on the event.
We're going to make it through tonight, and everything is going to be okay.
Nothing is ever going to be okay again.
And we're back. Jesus fix it. We're going to switch it up now, and we're going to move into another direction because, girl, I can't take that no more. just can't. Around the 1 o'clock hour, which it is now, we kind of sort of turn change topics anyway. In tonight, Butch Queen Hour, we're going to discuss thick versus skinny, and get your minds out the gutter before you start thinking I'm talking about dicks. I'm actually talking about the big boys versus the regular size boys versus the tweaks. This past weekend, I belong to a few groups on Facebook, and a couple of them are big boy groups, and they choose the one to call themselves Bears, Chubby Chasers, Chubs, all kinds of disrespectful type names. And
you feel that's disrespectful.
I feel that's disrespectful. Thank you, Devin, because Devin, I guess, thinks he's a bear, Yogi. And
ain't number one bear in this house.
And tonight, I want to talk about, or we want to talk about, whatever topics you might have for Butch Queen Hour. If you have another topic, you can bring it up. But I want to talk about, how do you guys feel about thick? What is your definition of thick, a thick boy? What is your definition of a fat? What is the definition of a thick boy versus a fat boy versus a skinny boy? And why is it that fat boys or some fat men go be so thirsty and over the top and will do just about any and everything for love? I think this is kind of a topic that we talked about before. I'm not too sure. We may have and we may not have, but that's what we're talking about tonight. Well, that's what we will be talking about tonight. So I will ask, well, so Shamika and Becky, you all can sit with us because you might have questions and you might learn something. But maybe, I don't know, because you might like fat boys or you might like thick men. And is there a difference between being skinny, thick, and fat? Or is thick just fat, or is thick the new black? I don't know. We'll talk about it. So where do y'all want to start at?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's your thoughts on it, Jason?
I mean, my thoughts on it, because I went from being like 195 to 2-something, and I'm trying to get back to where I was and be comfortable. I've never considered myself fat. I've considered myself thick, and then I couldn't consider myself to be fat or obese because I'm 6'4". And like I said, I think it was last night, I think we were on a show with Laura and Michi and them, and we were talking about waist sizes, and my waist size is a 38. So I don't consider myself, and to me, like, fat is when you get into a size 44 on up, or 44 on up. So for me, when people put me in those groups, sometimes I feel out of place, because when I see the guys that are in those groups, I'm like, really? I don't look like you. I don't have man boobs. I got a little stomach, but I don't have Buddha belly. I don't have man boobs, and I don't dress in leather, and I don't. And I'm not saying I'm a do anything for love. So I feel out of place in those groups, and then it's like I see the stuff that they say, and it's just like that some fat guys just come off so thirsty. Like, for instance, and I think I said this before, when I went to Atlanta last year to do the play that I did in Atlanta and to promote the web series that I was in last year in Atlanta at Pride, at their Pride, there was another web series that was out called The Judies. And I don't know if you guys have seen The Judies, or if not, you can go, if you subscribe to BGC, I think The Judies is on there. In that web series, The Judies, there was a thick boy, and I think I said this before. The way they portrayed the thick boy in that movie is that he was going to random parks, hooking up with people at parks. He was hooking up with people off of Grindr and BGC and Adam. He was just looking for, basically, he was just looking for sex. Basically, he was just hooking up with people for sex, and then it was like a part where he had hooked up with one boy, and the boy's roommate was sitting out in the living room smoking a blunt, and he went out in the living room and he started hanging with the boy, and then he tried to hook up with the boy, and the boy was like, "I ain't fucking you, but I'll let you suck my dick because fat boys give the best head." And I was just like, and then in that web series, mind you, everybody else got to change their clothes. That one boy, and it was like, and they showed two different episodes. Everybody in that episode got to change their clothes, but this big boy. It was like they kept him looking dirty and trashy.
Nasty.
And I was just like, okay, I'm like, because I'm now thick, or some would say a big boy, I look at all big boys the same way, that, okay, you are, just like I look at all black people, even the ratchet ones, you are a representation of me. And if people see you doing certain things and they see you in a certain light, they might think that I'm that way. And because some big boys are willing to pay for sex, they assume all big boys are going to pay for sex.
They're trying to pay for a motherfucker time.
So that's just my opinion, but that's just where I'm at with it, is that we need to, like, okay, like, for instance, there's, like, now there's Big Boy Pride, and I understand that Big Boy Pride is good, and I want to go to it. I actually do want to go to it one year. But now you got these people breaking off, and they're trying to have these other Big Boy Prides, but they're really sex parties.
Well, Laura?
Well, I be.
Well, I mean, this is what I say, because I generally, as far as when it comes down to dating guys, that's generally, I don't really like, if you're super frail, that's not attractive to me, and I generally date thicker guys, or whatever you want to call them, or however you want to put them in a box and classify them. That's generally my taste. I will say that I'm a part of one of the groups that Jason's a part of, or whatever. A lot of them come off, I think it's more so because of what has happened societally. I don't know how to put the word, I don't want to sound incorrect, but within our own community of which how we treat each other, we kind of break down, and no fast, no films, no this, no that, or whatever, and we break it down like that, and it makes it hard for people to even be confident to even step out or approach somebody, so they're willing to accept any type of physical or whatever. And no shade, a lot of the girls
the girls who are slimmer in shape and tone or whatever, whatever, they that's not their thing. If it's not a preference, they don't look at it like that. So as far as the big boy sex parties held, the skinny girls do it too. It's no shade. So it's not a surprise, you know?
Well, girl, I'm the exception to the rule, girl. They say no fast, no fins, and I push through.
See, that was always my
that's the thing. It's some girls that have that confidence level that's like, bitch, I know what my worth is. I'm not selling for this bullshit. Or I know whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then you have some girls who don't, depending on what situation that they're in. I really can't speak on it because as I was growing up, I was one size. I was small, slim, and skinny. So I've always been that. It's just now I'm starting to pick up the weight. But as far as what I've been attracted to, that's what I've just been attracted to. I like me a stocky football, baseball type build, probably a little bit bigger. That's what I like. So, yeah.
And, you know, girl, I would probably say, you know, sometimes when I describe myself, girl, well, I mean, not describe myself, but, girl, you know, sometimes I'd be like, girl, I'm fat, girl. But, girl, then, you know, when you talk to people, they'd be like, babe, you was not fat, you was thick. I'd be like, well, bitch, what the fuck is the difference? I'm thinking thick is, you know, like, bitch, you thick, like you got the big ass or the thick thigh, you know, shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
But everybody got their own proportion of what they think it is, though. That's probably what the biggest problem is. I've been
right, but see, my problem. I'm sorry,
Dad,
but see, my problem is let me go to this caller because I don't know if he wants to join in the conversation or something. Edmund, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to join in.
Okay.
I'm a skinny dude. And I necessarily don't have a problem with fat dudes. I actually like bigger dudes, like the football-built dudes, because I feel like two skinny dudes having sex in the bed is just like chopsticks. It's just not going to work.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby.
Yeah,
I
big dudes have problems. I feel like skinny dudes have problems as well, because if you're too skinny, they say you're sick. So it's like, I don't know, it's a win-win, lose-lose, depending on how you look at it, situation.
It's personal preference.
Well, can I say this? I know my preference, I like, this is how I am, because, like, I'm a nice size because I work out and stuff, too. I'm not, like, no swole motherfucker, but I have, like, an athletic, nice tone. But I don't like a real skinny dude because I feel like skinny dudes can't take dick. I like a dude that's like more of a basketball tone, or either or I can even do a just athletic tone, whether if it's football or basketball, but they have to have some type of tone to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to look sexy. Now I can't do like when y'all say football, I don't know what y'all mean when y'all say football, because you know there's different positions. You have a receiver that has a nice body, but then you have an offensive lineman that's like 450 pounds, that's fat as shit. To me, that's not thick. That's fat. When you fat, when your belly is like when you can't see your if you look down and you can't see your dick, I feel like you fat. You know what I'm saying? You fat. Like, if you just see your stomach and you see some of your toes, I think you're
some
fat.
Some of your toes?
I don't know how to feel now, because I don't feel fat no more, Jake. Thanks to Laura.
That's why, because you can see some of your toes.
I don't know, because I can see all of my meat, bitch. That's
Laura.
Bitch,
that statement you said about skinny dudes can't take it, now that's a lie, because
hello?
Justin,
you're not skinny.
Oh, that's not me speaking. That's
not
caller.
What? Who's that?
That's Edmund.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Edmund. Okay.
No, you're fine. I mean, I'm skinny. I'm what, 6'1", 145.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's not really.
Is that your
size,
real weight or your potty line weight?
Oh shit! Can you lie? You really doing that, now, Becky?
I had 5 more pounds.
Who said they 145?
I'm 145. That's me.
Amen.
Who is me? No, I thought that was Justin, and I would say Justin.
No, I like
okay, we
I
have
like
another
Evan.
Caller that
with.
Wants to talk. 347. Evan, stay right there. I'm not going to put you on hold. 347-278. You're on the air.
What's on your mind, Reed?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a personal preference because,
exactly.
Well, as far as the, you know, can't take that thing, I refer back to Little Kim when she said, deeper than the pussy of a girl 6 feet. I think skinny guys are sometimes too open and you just can't please them. So it's like sometimes
hold
I do.
Hold on, time out, Paul. What you mean too open?
Some niggas, some slim niggas are just like bottomless pits. It's like you just
the only problem I have with skinny niggas, this is what I'll say when it comes down to them bottom women for me, is if they ain't got enough ass, then they don't have enough cushion back there, and I'm just banging their balls.
Yeah,
exactly.
That does.
But
they pussy
that's,
that hurts.
Like, when it comes
to me, six one, one forty-five.
And thick girls because it goes straight through. So
6'1", 145 is a little too
skinny.
But
see, thick girls, for me, thick girls.
Okay, when y'all hear this, this means y'all are talking over each other. And so far tonight, we've been really well with not talking over each other. So can we please continue that? Yeah.
I think 6'1", 145 is too skinny for me.
I think that's perfect.
Ooh.
Tell him I said
I love him. No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking at. Did you say your name was Edmund Small?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm on your profile. I'm looking at you right now.
Wait, don't say nothing.
At first, I thought you was skinny because 6'1", 145 to me would be skinny. But then me looking at your picture, you have a nice little tone. To me, like, that's somebody I would kind of fuck with. Because you have a tone, like, your body has a, like, I'm looking at your
I have a track build.
And it's cute. Like, to me, that's cute. Now, if you were 6'1", 145, and just skinny and didn't have, like, you just straight flat, just every,
frail,
I mean, just,
frail,
like,
block, frail.
Yeah, just very frail, I would have been like, girl.
That ain't me. That was Mika, baby.
That was Mika. She
yeah,
was talking from my titties.
Because I always learned, my experiences was when I used to fuck us, like, I fucked with quite a few skinny cats. And for some reason, it just seemed like they asshole couldn't just, I guess, get with my dick or something. Like, they were just like, oh, it hurt, or move this way, or they were, you know, like, they just couldn't.
Well,
I'm
you
like,
did
girl,
say
you
was 11 and a half. That's not normal.
Well, you know,
real.
Nora, she but, might give you a run for your money.
You're trying
because,
to
you know,
have
people,
sex with somebody with a horse cock and get
no,
mad because they can't
even,
take it.
No, what I'm, no, but what I'm saying is that you can even have 9.5, 10, or 9 inches, and they
that's
still kind of be
average,
like,
Laura, that's still average.
I think so because people with big ears and people with big ears and a big nose, they be having long dicks. So I think this boy I'm looking at right now, he be got a long nose.
Oh my God, really?
That is not average. The average penis is 6.5 to 7. I'm not lying.
Not
that really is average. You all across the board, that's average dick.
Girl, what kind of man do you have
to
wait, wait, wait. This is what I'll say.
You're
talking about black, white,
life,
and all other
period.
Types of nationalities. That's the average dick.
Right.
6.5.
That's what I'm
seven.
Talking about.
This is
no,
what I'll say.
Your opinion.
I won't say that's the average.
Opinion.
But what I'll say
yes,
for most people, what I'll say for most people, now, most girls, they will overlook the girls with average dick, and they go straight for the big meat. I rarely find people who have big meat.
Me too. I don't
know
why.
That's
not fair.
That's y'all don't live in the South. Y'all don't live in the
that's
South.
Right.
No, I live in the South, baby.
Oh,
The spotlight of tonight's show is not about meat.
You need to go to the West Bank.
Girl, they're right. Not everybody in the top got big meat.
That's
some
where
people
my smallest came from. That's why I don't deal with the West Bank.
Because we have a caller. Oh, God, I'm scared now. 803-767.
I'm going to Virginia.
803-767.
I got to beat you every day. Damn, I'm still alive.
Yeah, you still on the lab, bitch.
Yeah.
Good night, 803.
I'm
going to
Virginia.
You.
Hey,
Evan.
What time it is so I can renew my time after?
Okay,
you know, like,
so that means, right, so, but that goes back to what Laura said, because now, because that goes back to what Laura said. What do you consider thick? What do you consider, okay, what do you consider average size, average build? Okay, we already know what athletic build is. So what is average? Because the average man that maybe goes to the gym maybe two times out the week just to stay fit or whatever has an average build. He might have a little gut. So then you have the average build man. Then you have a thick built man who probably works out and stuff. And some, like, okay, let's use examples. You have the average built man. Then you have a thick built man. Then you have the fat man. Then you have the obese man. And then you have the obese man and the fat man that'll get on Adam for Adam, and they'll say they dot.
Two of them could weigh the same amount of pounds, but if it looks different on their body, then I mean, what the fuck can you do? It's different.
But they know themselves. Just like Laura said, if you're looking in the mirror and you stand there completely naked, and your gut hangs over your waist area, then you know that, bitch, you obese. And you shouldn't be telling nobody that you fit.
Well, then I'm glad I'm happy.
But that don't necessarily mean obese, because what if that's just their only primary problem area and the rest of their body is fine? That wouldn't classify them as
obese.
Some people
obese. Okay, this is what obese is, and God rest his soul, and I have to bring him up. But obese is like Albert Ebisu. I don't know if y'all know him or not, but he was from New York. He was like, he was wide,
he was huge.
That's obese. Like Tim Ebony or Tim Icon, I think he's an icon. He's obese. Like, that's obese. When you're
pretty morbidly obese.
I'm not trying to be shady. I'm just telling it like it is. If you sit in a chair, if you go somewhere and you sit in a chair and you cannot fit in that chair, and you need two chairs, or your whole body your body is not even.
So you're saying if you need two plane tickets to fly, you obese.
Yeah, if you need two plane tickets, then you're obese. If you can't sit in that one seat, you're obese. You're fat if you sit in that one seat and your body is overlapping over on the armrest.
Laura, I know if he paid you, you'll be sucking that schlong down.
No, I don't.
The devil is alive.
Now, what if you was like Mercedes,
okay,
and I saw you needed your phone bill paid?
Being the
only
fat person in this world.
There's only one fat man I would ever suck off, and that's Rick Ross. That's just because he's paid, bitch. He got coin.
Harold,
Rick Ross.
Girl, see, and that's where I have my problem. Because of bitches like Rick Ross, that's not to each his own. To me, that is not sexy.
Like, some of the biggest, like, some of the most chubby niggas are so fresh. Like, they be so clean, always with new clothes. Like, they really present themselves well. That's different.
Like Rodney.
Right.
No shit. Like, Rodney looks solid and well put together.
I took still shots of Rodney chewing that motherfucking chicken tender in St. Louis, baby. No, man.
Yeah,
prime example. Look at Rodney and look at Harold. They both about the same size, except Rodney looks like more polished.
A lot better.
Right.
Yeah, and when you look at Hero, you wouldn't be like, oh, I would fuck with him because he's sick.
Well,
like,
I, you know what?
Like,
I don't even think it's more polished because sometimes Hero wears nice things that are kind of costly, but I think it goes to looks with them. Hero just looks like something from outer space or something.
I think Harold is more obese because he's shorter and he's fatter, though.
You know, like a universe.
Right, his fashion is different. Yeah, right. So
yeah,
it looks different on him. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's different on him.
He looks like an android.
Y'all is so serious. Y'all is so fucking serious. I'm late as
like
long.
A note three.
Let me stop.
He looks like that little cartoon character that'd be like, Naughty Mama, Naughty. What's that little thing name? That thing that's like, Naughty Mama, Naughty Mama.
From
Dinosaur.
Not the Mama. Not the Mama.
Yeah. You that little fat little thing.
Y'all is so fucking
I am over this.
I would have
you know,
like
that was the
remote.
Same man who's the voice of Elmo, huh?
Oh.
The child
and
mother?
And then not the mama? Yeah, that's the same man.
I
who
didn't
did
know
not,
that.
Yeah.
I
and
didn't
did
know
y'all know
that,
Jaleel White from who played as Urkel, he's the voice for Sonic the Hedgehog? No. He been calling.
I didn't know that.
He been calling. Yes.
And I didn't care, but I'm okay with it, love. We get back to this subject because y'all trying it.
Like Devon, no shade. Like, to me, Devon, like, no disrespect. Like, Devon just said he don't think he... You said you don't think you're big, correct?
No, bitch. I know what small was, because I've been, like, 196 for one. Being this size now, I could say, like, oh, it's that. And I ain't a problem with it, because I know what I used to look like as opposed to what I look like now. So I know what
you're
thick
bigger
looks
now,
like.
Or are you bigger, or were you bigger?
Were you
before?
What? So
no,
you
was
190,
I was
190.
I was like 185, 190, and 6'1". Like being this
so,
current weight that I am
Devin,
now.
Devin, the last time you was 190 was in your profile picture.
I kind of take that. I will kind of take that off of you, J Rock.
Round
the
one.
Why you
said
that?
Y'all better keep it cute on the big people, okay? Y'all better keep it real.
I was gonna say, don't. Prada, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm really not worried.
I'm not big. I'm small. I don't got no titties. I ain't got no stomach. I ain't got none of that.
Hey, okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm big.
J
Rock, J Rock, you don't have no titties. You don't have no
butt. But you do have a nose.
Oh, girl.
My nose.
Nine,
is tight.
Okay.
My stomach
917-891. You're
I
on the air.
You,
I don't see what's the problem with big people.
Nothing, Kelly.
Girl.
Nothing's
Kelly,
a problem,
girl.
Kelly.
No, there is a problem. No, y'all are not got to do this. I'm sorry, and I'm not even gonna condone it. Look, child, whether if you could be too skinny and you can have issues, you could be too fat and have issues. So the shade is, I mean, you need to find a middle ground. There's no such thing as being
yeah, you have to be healthy
fat.
For
you
yourself.
You don't want to sit there and be 650 pounds talking about, you don't see nothing wrong with that. Yes, there is something wrong with you being 600 pounds. It's just no fucking, that's not healthy.
I mean,
but
as long as you're going to go, as long as you get checked out and and the doctor's saying what needs to be done.
No,
my husband is like...
You think I shouldn't be happy after people have to cut me out the wall to get me to the hospital?
I'm not saying you should be happy. What I'm saying is that you should cherish your life more instead of wanting some instead of trying to get
but
help
how do
somebody
you know
cut,
that I don't
they should
because
have to
I
cut
eat
your
that
wall. They should
that
have to cut your wall to get you through the house. That doesn't even make sense. That's a fool. You should know you're fat.
I understand what Laura's saying because I've had this conversation with people. When you get to a certain point that I'm 255. So I know that I'm the size of two.
Wow.
I know that I'm a person and a half. I'm an extra a person and a half, and I'm losing that person. And I understand I accept that and I respect that. But when you know that you have now become three people or four people, before you get to that, when you get to that second person's weight, you should know that there's a problem. But when it gets to that third person's weight, what the fuck are you doing? And what the fuck are your friends not saying to you that was like, okay, bitch, that you've got to this point that you are
are what you are. And understand some things happen, because God knows I know I get depressed and I can eat a whole cheesecake and a pizza. And, hey, ooh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
How many people am I? Let me know.
See, this is
what
I mean.
I guess I would say that, you know, some people, it is hereditary. You can't necessarily say.
No, man.
Well,
yeah,
no.
Get that out of here. Get that out of here, because everybody
some
in my family
habits,
is bees.
Some bad eating habits are hereditary,
no, pork
whether y'all believe
pork it or not. Chops and eating pork chops, macaroni, and gravy, and all that foolishness every day of your fucking life is not hereditary. If you put the shit down, you won't,
that's a
it
choice.
Won't be hereditary.
Thank
it's
you,
Lord. Come on now. Now, y'all not going to sit and tell me that eating a whole bunch of food and candy is hereditary. Now, if you sit and you got a point.
But I'm not saying it.
It's amazing
that
how it's always the skinny people that manage to tell peak people about their fucking problems.
No,
now we're ready to stop. No, cut it, because now we're ready to stop this shit. If you not, if you ain't never had to deal with it, then don't tell nobody how to live their fucking life. That's like somebody trying
I'm
to tell somebody.
Somebody how to live
no,
I
I'm saying it right now. Because I'm not going
to
tell somebody who I ain't never done crack, I ain't never done drugs. So I'm not going
to
tell somebody that it ain't no reason for you not to be on drugs. There ain't no excuse for
you
not to be on it. Everybody done went through some shit, and everybody done been a part of something.
I'm not
going to go through.
If you have to walk through your front door sideways, you have a problem. You shouldn't be offended.
I'm not admitting that the fact that they don't have a problem. But the problem is girl, this thing, where do y'all get telling them that that's a fucking problem?
It is.
You're
not trying to figure out exactly where the problem stems from.
You may not have a problem. You may be
happy
with
your
fat.
Yeah.
You know what, honey?
It's always.
Okay, can y'all be? J-Rock is trying to say something. Can y'all please let him talk? Thank you.
Can y'all hear me?
Who is this?
The one and only.
Another big person. But like I was saying, first of all, this is the problem that we run into. What happens when you are that friend that try to tell somebody and you really coming them out of concern, but then they
let me renew my time, y'all. I didn't.
Okay.
So
you ain't
gonna be able to get on.
You ain't never told me I said, girl. You ain't never said, sister, let's work out together. So
okay. Stop. Because I was coming to you, Prada. Now, see, I wasn't going to say nothing, but since you said it, we'll go through the drive-thru, and I'll be like, Prada, really? You going to get that? I'm a big bitch. And then I'll be like, Prada, you should not get that. You shouldn't get bitch, whatever. I'm a big bitch and a girl.
Girl, you do not get me out of there, girl. You do not be like Prada with this,
Prada, did I not put you on a workout program?
Talk about somebody losing weight, girl, as if you're trying to recruit them to the Navy, bitch. Keep it the fuck
up. But Prada, I didn't put you on a program and try to get you to lose weight. Like, oh, Lord.
Program, bitch. You put me on a program, bitch. How about you, if you want me to work out, bitch, if I'm two people, bitch, how about you bring your ass to the motherfucking North Side every day at 6 p.m. when I get off work, and bitch, we can go work out together. How about that?
Yeah. If you're not going to bring it into
that's a long way to go, Prada.
It don't matter, bitch. You can go a long way to that thing.
Hold on.
You
gotta
have change.
That's what friends are for.
Get in that car.
Hello.
Well, let Kelly talk, girl, because she going to give a hello all night. Let Kelly speak.
Yeah, because y'all not saying I have to definitely agree with Prada if you're really her friend. And I have to agree with Prada if you're definitely her friend and you think that she's overweight and you want to help her, you would take that ride over to the other side of town and go with her to the gym for an hour a day and work out with her. Just don't give her the regimen plan and tell her, oh, this is what you need to do when you go to the gym. You need to support her.
Exactly.
If y'all can come on this side and go to the club, why y'all can't come on this side to work out? Why do I have to go way over there?
You're not talking about me because I don't even go out like that, sweetheart. So you're not talking about me. But if you can travel hundreds and thousands of miles to another city to go to a motherfucking ball, then you can travel
one
to the north
time.
Side and come back
out. One time, not every morning at 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, what this is not going to turn into.
Y'all don't have that type of stuff. Y'all cool
right.
And everything.
We are a family. We are a growing tree branching out towards the sky. We're not going to, and some people take, I mean, and me personally, I know what my weight struggles are. And I can, and I'm not going to tell nobody else what theirs is, because we all eat, we all do what we do the way we do. My whole point of this conversation was the way that I feel about the way some big men are treated, or they treat themselves, or and they do the things they do. And I do understand that skinny boys go through the same thing, and being that I went from being a slim, average-built man to a thicker man, I know both sides of the coin, and I know which side of the coin I want to be on and which side of the coin I'm more comfortable with. Because then my other issue is that brings me to with big people, the other problem that I have with big people, and me and Dev and Justin, and I've had this conversation with a few other people, is that I have a problem with big men that are loud. You're already big, and then you bring more attention to yourself by the things you do.
But that's like the person that, you can't really say that, Jason, because sometimes that's the kind of the stigma, stereotype of what they have to portray, because just like what a fat, a bigger actress, she always had, you remember how Monique was before she lost weight and looked like a fucking fat, skinny-ass cat, you know that cat, the bald cat? That's how Monique look right now. That's what the fuck she looked like. Because when she was on the Parker, she would be like, hey, 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 hey. When she lost weight, she was like, okay, girl.
But you know what? Monique is a prime example. You remember when she first came out, every joke she had was about skinny bitches and all the other shit. She,
right.
She was proud to be a big bitch. She was proud to be a big bitch. And if you notice, years later, she slowly starts to lose that weight, because that doctor gave her, the older you get, that shit takes effect.
Oh, she had them kids, and she couldn't be chasing after them damn kids.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, no, they gave her that that if you want to see your children, you want to see your twins past the age of 6, you need to lose some weight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just no shit. It's not a reach to big people. It's not a reach to big people, because you can be big and be healthy, but it's just when you reach a certain weight, that's where it's not healthy. You know, with, like how Jason said, if you like literally 4 people, there's no way that's healthy. You can't be just eating salad,
just
and
don't,
you can't. That's not
I
healthy.
I just don't like the big people that's not confident with themselves and feel that they have to pay somebody, you know, to lay up with them.
I agree.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people.
I mean, there's skinny dudes.
It's a lot of big people around that, you know, that don't know their worth, Miss Thing, and they make it bad for other big people, bitch, when they want to shake their purse.
Right. And Kelly, that was my whole point. It was like, okay, because you know it's some big people that they just got, because they don't have the confidence that they can, or the gift of gab that they can get it on their own, or they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to talk a dumb boy out his clothes, other than shaking their purse with be it money, be it an outfit, be it weed, be it something. They make it harder for the thick, because then these people now here were like, well, if that thick boy or that thick guy is shaking his purse at me, I bet I can find another one that's going to shake
right.
their purse at me.
Well, I was never my problem. My problem was never that. My problem was motherfuckers that used to lie about how they look.
Baby, if you don't know a fat person, when you see a fat person, I put
No. Back in the day, though, Kelly.
Wait,
the girls
on,
would tell
on.
You they was a certain weight, and they told you they was a certain height. So you'd be like, okay, that's what they was going to look like. So when the girls when the boys went to go meet the kids, come to find out mama was all of like maybe 6'1", and mama was like 870 pounds or some shit. And then
baby,
you start telling everybody else you look like that. You tell them that you don't want to meet up.
You could tell a fat person that's not confident with themselves just by their profile pictures, because all they got is headshots. You know they fat.
Now, can I ask you big girls a question? Like, every big girl on this phone is no shade. Now, can I ask y'all this? Why is it that majority of y'all big girls, when y'all want to date somebody, y'all see somebody attractive, it's never another big child. It's like the other child got to be much smaller, or
what
they have to have
own,
a nice body.
Wait, bitch. Okay, Laura, there is nothing that me and another fat person can do, Miss Day.
At all.
But motherfucking sweat, bitch, okay? Bitch.
We go
what
to the gym together.
What the fuck we gonna do but motherfucking wobble and motherfucking mud together and sweat?
We go to jail.
We not gonna do nothing but make a motherfucking fire together. Y'all like y'all people that's, you know, athletic.
This is what I'm saying. If you sit there and say that you're happy with your weight and yourself and you're comfortable with it and you don't see nothing wrong with it, what's wrong with you dating somebody that's the same size as you then? What's the problem?
Who said I ain't never had somebody that's bigger than me?
Who wants to, if you date somebody your own size, who wants to go from a queen size bed to a California king just to have sex with somebody?
Thank you. Or we having sex on the floor.
I had sexual relations with people that was bigger than me and stuff like that.
I did too when I was small.
It's no shade. Like, I used to actually prefer a bigger guy when I was younger. I still do, but they were all had to be one shade. Like, don't just look at everybody that's just bad body, because, like, not everybody that's big is bad body. Like, it's some cute, handsome, big guys that, you know, just one shape. And when I mean one shape, I mean, like,
somebody
they're
big. Somebody has an echo in their phone. Please fix it. I do apologize, people, because I didn't look at the time. It is now 1:58, and you have about 90 seconds to press 1 before we go into a record mode. If you're listening, you can call in. You have good luck trying because you do have about 90 seconds. Should we lose anyone when we do go into record mode, I want to thank you, as always, for sitting on the panel with us on Trash Talk Tuesday, and I look forward to having you here again next week. Make sure that you do tune in tomorrow. Make sure you do tune in tomorrow for the show with the State of Emergency Jasmine Couture, where she will have, I guess, James Icon or representative from the Khan family on to discuss the upcoming ball this weekend. Okay, go ahead, Becky.
James Khan.
But yeah, I used to actually prefer them
James
because
Khan.
I don't know. They used to keep us James Khan.
Kelly, is it James,
James
Icon the father?
You said James Icon.
I think
BJ is going to be on tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, because I didn't know what I was going to take there.
Okay.
But what you're seeing a lot of now, which is funny, because, like, a lot of the big guys now, because I'm in one of the big guys groups, and they are like other big guys. They not interested in nobody average size or whatever you want to call it, which is kind of awkward to me. And Dev, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
Child, fat people have sex with other fat people. It's like they're for your poor. Bitch, I'm not here to do it.
See, my thing is because I won't, like, I have a phobia against, like, because I know that it's like, well, bitch, who in the world is taller than you? You might not have to be taller than me, but if you're thicker than I am, I have a phobia because I was almost raped by a thick dude. So that was another reason I put on weight, was because I was almost raped by a thick dude. So because of that, I'm just like, I don't want to be with dudes that weigh over a certain amount of pounds because they can overpower me. And I just never want that feeling again. But then I don't want to be with a big boy because I don't like sweat. I don't even like my sweat. So I'm not going to want somebody's sweat with titties and all that hit me in my face when we doing it, and they sweat and they drowning me. I just ain't going to be able to do that.
But you have sweat during sex, though.
I like sweat.
So what you know, no, but you know, I heard somebody say that to me before. I know what Jason is talking about.
So you rather be around some? I'm sorry, Becky. Go ahead.
But like, I mean, what you gonna do, Jason? Put a towel between y'all or something? Like, what do you do when you have sex? Like, you can't.
That made me feel like I'm doing something.
Right.
You
I mean, okay. It's the difference between when you work up a sweat and they just sweat and have a foreplay. Come on, now.
You mean you say automatically have sex? I mean, automatically sweat when you first start.
No, Jason is talking about when they taking off their clothes and they sweating up a storm just taking their shoes and their socks off. And you like, what?
Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you.
And then they just lay in the bed and be like,
They sweated before you even start touching each other. They already sweated.
That's when you take the rag.
What you say,
Prada?
We gonna turn the air on?
Right.
Yeah, you just need to turn it on, bitch. If I'm threatened before I get in anything, bitch, that means your house is high, bitch.
Right, bitch. My motherfucker, I'm not doing all that. That's hot as hell in there.
Now I'm gonna turn
the air on, bitch. Turn the fan on, bitch. Don't let me die up in here trying to eat your pussy. Goddamn, nigga, do something.
Lord, you was trying to say something. Go ahead and say it.
I forget.
Go ahead. I might be two people, but Lord said she was going to fuck me and my pussy, girl, so I don't care.
I know that's right.
Well,
I don't like big people. I could deal with a big person. It's just when you get to the point where if it's too much, like if it's just over, if you just over the top, like if your proportions is just so off to where you are just too fat, you're obese.
Laura, just hit Rodney up in his inbox and have him, okay, girl? We know
you
for Rodney.
Girl, so we get it over.
Kelly, I already
Y'all gonna have Granny come on his phone.
I be like, what, girl?
Yeah, the only thing about that group is, like, I personally, add me to the big boy group.
It's a big boy group.
It's too much. I mean, I'm not a person. I like chasers. And when you explain, like, I don't like chasers. I don't like undercover chasers. But if you like somebody and you okay with dating somebody that's comfortable and you're a smaller person and you like dating a bigger person, I'm cool with that. I don't like chasers because chasers seem more like they looking for fan clubs than they looking for to be with somebody. Like when you dating a chaser, bitch, they got a harem. They got like 50 other people. They talking to you and like 50 other fat motherfuckers.
So why do they have this big boy parade? Like, what's this big boy pride thing and this big boy parade stuff they doing now? Like,
it's just a big boy pride.
And, that's in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
What do y'all do? Y'all go to a buffet restaurant or something and walk around? What do y'all do?
What they normally do is I think it's like a hotel. It's like a hotel thing. They do like have little parties. They have like little seminars, just like regular private event or whatever. It's just for it's for big people and people who are not ashamed of liking
to date
it's just like regular pride. But it's just big boy pride. It's just like regular pride.
It's more like a bear convention.
Sit your fat ass down. But really it is. It's more for people who are big and people who like big people.
Because I'll go there because them, first of all, it'll be some cute big boys there. Second of all, them boys, they be going to them prizes and stuff, bitch, they be coin out of their motherfucking mind, bitch. So at the end of the day, when them girls that be skinny, all the skinny girls that Monique used to talk about and be like, oh, this and that and all that, whatever, while they in the background, right with their girlfriend, Sizzle. Bitch, the big girls, bitch, got everything paid for it.
Hold on. Before you say that, that's my problem right there.
What's the problem, girl?
When people sit around and say, well, I know that they got that shit paid for. Like, really? Is that what you really using us for?
Wait a minute.
You can't say it and then take it back.
You said take it back. No, but y'all do be paid. Well, some big guys tend to do. That's not what I talk to them for. But those guys that you said you like chasers, sometimes they are the ones, just like tranny chasers. Or with me, when I'm not a tranny, but like I said, I'm a drag, and they treat the same girls the same way. Some chasers are true and some chasers are false. At the end of the day, you have to deal with that.
Okay. We have a caller, private caller. You're on the air.
Why can't you just like a big person for being big?
precisely.
Listen, y'all not finna attack me and say that I said it. That's just the That's what I see. That's what I see, and that's what I'm bringing
now
it
you
up.
Said
I'm not
what
saying
you
that's
said.
Why I say. I said what I said, but that's not why I say.
And what
guys.
You said was
well, you know
bullshit.
What? Well, you know what? To address the call.
It's not bullshit. It's not bullshit.
Come on.
It's not bullshit.
Okay, come on. Y'all was doing so well.
Yeah, well, to address the call,
well,
you know.
I hope when those big people go into that big dude Friday, nobody walking around that there.
Yeah, I mean, you should see the pictures. If they do it
well,
for this year, I'm going to try to get some
right
of the pictures.
Now, it's giving leather convention to me. It sounds like a leather convention piece to me, honey. Like
no, the National Bill is this weekend.
Devin, some big guys like to say that they're corny.
See, Laura, because I'm with
so
you.
If they want to be a target, they could be a target.
I'm with you, Laura. They're two different. I mean, there are some that break off into that leather, that bear, and that S&M type stuff. And then it's just like regular Pride. You have people that do the S&M stuff at Pride. And see, that's why I don't go to Pride parades, because I don't want to see all that leather stuff and people walk around with their ass out and horse mask on and pig mask and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to see all that, because to me, that's not a part of Pride to me. I'm like, really?
This is what people...
Well, if that's what you're proud of, bitch, then, honey, whatever.
To get back to this caller, though, they said that what's the problem with this? What's the problem with liking big people?
That's what I was trying to address.
Oh, I'm sorry, J-Rod. Well, you go ahead first.
No, because my thing was, I was about to say, you know what? It's not really nothing wrong with big people, because I've always been like this. If you could, and a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm not a superficial type person. If you can make me laugh and I can connect with you mentally and we cool, I really could give a shit less of you big, small, skinny, tall. It really wouldn't matter. Like, no, but that's just me. I mean, I've talked to ugly people before. Bitch, if you can make me laugh and we cool, then we can talk.
Go ahead, Laura.
I was just gonna say that I think it's to each his own. Like I said, I don't mind a big person, but you just can't be that big. There's a limit. For me, there's a limit, and not that everybody should have a limit, but you should have something that you stand for, or something that you just not, you know, that you just not willing to date. I mean, everybody has their own little pet peeves where they like,
I can respect Laura just saying that's just not what I'm into. I can respect you saying that's just not what you're into. My thing is people who going on a predatory ass stalk hunt because you want to find a little fat lonely boy that want to pay for your kids.
But what's wrong with that? The fat there's fat men that go that prey around and want a young dude that's under 18 so that he can try to take care of him and move him in his house and everything else. So, I mean, what's the
I agree.
But they don't know what to do with
that.
That
is the way of life. That is the way of life.
That's
baby.
Just the way of life. What's the difference?
That's the way
Hold
of
on.
Life. Brother, everybody
Brother,
does
is,
the same thing. It's
Brother,
skinny people
say?
That use people. It's big people that use people. It's what even people with Down syndrome that use people, bitch. Come on,
what
that girl.
What do you think old gay men do when they get old? When they get about 50-something years old, what do? They get on Rimboy, Rimmon, and all these other sites and Arrow.
They
want
the younger
dude. They want a little escort and everything, and they want a younger dude. They don't want nobody old like them. I'm just being honest. That's what they do.
But see, if that's the case, then they should be a younger dude.
Okay, I just got an inbox that said Big Boy Pride was in Orlando last month at the Parlamont House Resort Hotel. Trina was there as a special guest. They even had a Big Boy Body competition.
Oh. Work for the big boys.
And that's not shady, but the thing about it is it's boys in that crowd that actually like them. Like, my son is a chubby chaser, and he don't like nothing else but big boys. Like, I'm too fucking skinny for him, and that's weird as fuck.
Oh, I know people like that, too. And I get my life off that. If that's what you like, so be it. But just don't feed that on me, because the thing, I'm not interested in all that.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want all that. Like, I mean, if I'm really into you and you a big person, like I said, you have to be a certain size. Like Kelly, for example, she's tall, but even though she's big, she kind of not saying even out, but she's not big. I wouldn't say she's obese. She's big, but not like big like that. Now, when you have somebody that's short, plump, and just 500 pounds, and it's all just a mess, like her ankles all swole the fuck up, like this thing. Like, girl, what?
Oh, shit.
What we doing?
There you have it.
Wait, you know I was calling him Devin the whole time? I didn't know it was Calvin.
Who?
Why was this Devin on the phone or Calvin?
Calvin better not ever call into this radio show.
Okay. Right. That's what I was just making sure. I'm sorry.
And then another thing, like, what if you only like, for me, example, I'm like around 5'10", 5'11". I weigh 165. I'm about 165 pounds. Now, say if I only have 6 inches of dick and I'm sitting there trying to fuck somebody that's 450 pounds, you know them boys got, like, a lot of ass. So what the fuck you going to do with a 6-inch dick trying to get up into somebody's asshole that's 450-some pounds? How the fuck
you
going to
be popping?
Well, Nora, that's why you get low for the ones. You go for the ones with the box. You go for the ones with the box asses that, you know, it's real flat back there. You go for them.
Oh. And you going to do what so with fun. It? Move it around? I'm with you. I mean, people who like certain things, that's just what they into. I just can't knock you because, I mean, I'm not getting ready. I've tried to date a big person. I tried to actually date two of them. It didn't work out. One of them just had a huge, gigantic-ass cock I wasn't getting ready to do. But, you know, the other one, it was all right. But, you
that's
know, it's about like
dick.
J-Rock
oh,
says.
That's,
how
that's
people...
a waste of a dick. A fat man with just a big dick, I'd be plucked.
Bro, well, he had a huge, bitch, he had prehistoric bitch.
Over it, bitch.
He had
well, what do y'all think about
bony
well,
bitch.
Well, what do y'all think about bony people then? I know y'all talking about big people. What do y'all think about bony people?
I mean,
bony people need a motherfucker, just like how motherfucking Respucian said. She said, bitch, anybody tell you push away that plate?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, y'all ever seen a bony person that can put down some meals? I'm talking about like they just eat like a freaking.
They don't gain no weight.
They
need
help.
That's what you call a fast metabolism. I know people that have a fast metabolism. Now that's hereditary, but they can fix that if you start working out. If you work out and you do certain stuff to your body, you know, like working out, like take some whey protein, like take some protein supplements. You can do it. There's things you can do to get yourself looking healthy. Like if you walking around wearing 110 pounds and you like 5'8", 5'9", that's not cute to be walking around all skinny and frail. Bitch, you ain't no model, Miss Thing. Like if you ain't modeling, Miss Thing, what the fuck, what you walking around 110 pounds?
I'm talking about Marcus, y'all.
Girl, Marcus ain't no motherfucker 110 pounds.
That ain't no damn
Marcus. What kind of monkey ass model is she smoking? Y'all really be at that lady door. I'm going to need y'all to step away from that lady door until y'all learn a little bit more about her.
There's a lot of girls in the scene like that.
The only reason
I'll go with
Marcus is to get a motherfucking hair transplant, bitch. I think the same thing applies to people with muscles. Not everybody like muscles. Not everybody like a muscular guy.
I don't either. I do not like that. Overly muscular motherfucker.
The muscular man are the bottom.
Right. Like somebody like that dude, and I think everybody on Facebook has seen Walter. Like somebody like Walter, because Walter do look like Shrek. I wouldn't date Walter.
Walter who's with Kenya?
Walter Hampton.
Walter Hamilton, the second, the third, or whatever profile. You can find them on Facebook because he's the big muscle bear on that stand. He used to always read Tyler Perry. Now he read anything. He just read anybody because he's trying to be a YouTube sensation. But he's a gym rat. And like me personally, I don't like gym rats. If all you do, you in the gym 24/7 and stuff like that, we not going to get along either.
See, I like boys like Julius Revlon, like them type of boys that's like pretty boy that has a nice body, but they have some type of, you know, just
Laura.
Swag to them and stuff
Laura.
Like that. Like them type of guys.
Don't get cut this weekend, bitch.
What's wrong with her like a hell?
No, Kelly, you know, because me and Kelly got the same taste and a lot of dudes. Like when it comes to Bush coins, we got the same taste, baby. Like,
yeah,
we like the cute, nice body boys, but you don't have to be, like, all this bodybuilder. I don't like no heavy bodybuilder like Hercules. I don't know if y'all know him, Hercules from Atlanta, I think he's from.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want nobody that's all swollen, veins popping at their neck. That's not cute to me. I actually don't like that.
For me, the average dude or the regular dude that I would date would be, like, somebody like Bobby Mizza.
Girl, average. Have you seen his penis, Mr.?
That's all I wanted to sit there. I was waiting for Laura. There is a videotape. Oh, I can't say no.
I saw it already.
No, Lord, I haven't seen his penis, and I'm not talking about his penis.
Oh, y'all
talk about.
Y'all talk about the ball tape when I'm when I made him pull out his dick.
Yeah,
Detroit.
We need you to post that again.
He won't magic story.
Once again, for people that didn't see, I ain't see it.
One more time for the people in the back taking up the offer.
But you know what? I was showing me out.
If y'all scroll down his page, he has it on his page.
Tell him he need to have it on my forehead.
But Bobby
oh
is
God.
Not regular, though. But, Jason, Bobby is not really, if you really know Bobby, he's not regular. And Kelly know what I mean when I say that, and it's not a read, but you know what I mean. Kelly, you know where I'm coming from. Bobby is not like your regular dude.
Okay. 202-560. Is this Rodney Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Lord have mercy.
Uh-oh. I see what it's going.
Welcome
hey,
to
Rodney.
Love Connection.
Here, Paul, he must be press one. He must be in the front. His phone is by itself.
Okay, we're going to be right here.
You know what I don't like? I don't like them people. I don't like people that's like my height and they decide they want to go and be gym rats. What you got to understand is when you like 5'8 and below, when you start bulking up, you start looking like a midget. That's why I don't understand why people.
Yeah,
like
that's true. That's true. That's true, J-Rod.
That,
that
is
kind of
true. You do look
that
like you
belong
in the Pee Wee League.
You know, like
me,
a regular sexy dude is like Baby Mizrahi. I don't know if y'all know him, but he used to walk 6 hours back in the day. He was from
yes,
New York.
Bitch, that
he
was
used to stay in Harlem.
Yes,
like that motherfucker right there, bitch.
Baby,
when I kill
Laura,
you, baby. That one.
When I tell you, baby, if you see him now, baby.
Oh.
Girl, he is a
Carter,
body.
You would drop to your knees and just suck the penis right in the middle of you. You walk in realness. You just say, put the child pay it.
That's
not me.
He's bodybuilder trade now, honey, okay?
Oh my God. I would give my life, bitch. Oh.
Baby, when I tell you he is so motherfucking diesel, bitch, it's ridiculous.
I think when you like at least 5'9" and below, you should stick with track and field type build. You know because it, but have y'all ever seen a beefy person? And when I say beefy, I'm talking about they really big like bodybuilders, but they not really cut. They kind of like they just big. They not fat.
Like
they just.
That's like this track runner named Maurice Green. He was like an Olympic runner or whatever from years ago that won Olympics. And he didn't have like a swole body, but he had like just a big body, but it was just like manly. It was boyish and it was over.
Okay, so what about this boy, the one that just came out, the football player?
I don't see
him. You talking about Sam? Yeah.
I'm just talking about the body. I ain't talking about the.
That's why he with who he with.
Girl, what? I can't even pass her teeth. Her teeth is jacked up the same.
I just said the body. Girl. I'm not saying the face.
That's part
and
of her body.
Why,
her mouth is part of her body. Listen,
That's why he with who he with. They like people like that.
I don't see her. I'm not using her. Laura,
what's your name? Corey Chanel.
Who?
What's your name? Corey Chanel.
Who?
I'm trying to think about who the hell that is.
Repeat that again.
Corey Chanel.
Ain't Corey Chanel, right? Corey
Chanel.
The tall boy who walked runway.
Oh,
Corey
the
Chanel.
Boy that walked runway that's in New York. The bald head boy. Would I date him? I don't think I would date him. I would probably want to have him, maybe, just to see. What is given? Because he is kind of
if it's
cute,
a strong,
but,
just to see if he got the runway strong.
He no, he looks
whose
like
phone is that
out
going back? Is that your phone?
No, that's not my phone.
That's on my computer.
Because you know how long I've been on this phone.
Because I only hear it when you talk.
Oh, I hear it now.
But you talk too.
Right.
So if somebody
on the line. Somebody on the line on speaker or something. But yeah, but he look like he got pipe though because he's tall and like when he be walking, do you be seeing his print sometimes? Like, bitch, I'd be like, oh. It ain't no cell phone either. I'd be like, girl, I don't know.
Oh, you gotta send me that late.
Yeah, I need to go look at this picture I posted in this group, and they is going in on this boy. I did not mean for it to happen. The boy named Martez is Martez.
Oh, girl, he should have tried it with Mika.
Bitch, she was screwed up and dragged too, bitch. He had posted his trophy.
I thought he was a female.
Wait a minute, that's not a dyke.
I thought that was a female, bitch. I really did.
Well, that means
that's good for him.
I don't like that word.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
That means she real.
The one with Rasputia. One that was trying to read Mika Montez versus Monty or whatever.
I thought that was a stud boots, bitch. I did.
That's a trans man.
I'm going to hell.
You thought that was a stud?
I did.
Yo.
J-Rock said he did, too.
Well, J-Rock couldn't see. He a midget.
Ooh. I'm pretty short, so it ain't no ooh about it.
Ooh.
Well, people like
Becky,
short boys.
J-Rock got big arms.
Becky, why you
got
me that question? Because now you got me feeling a certain way, Becky.
Because of how you were talking about how what kind of guys you like and stuff like that. So that put me in the mind of Corey Chanel to think that you'll be attracted to him. So
you know what though? Know. I like dudes that like that are not feminine, but they have some type of feminine quality to them. But like masculine though, but the masculine, you know, is stronger than the feminine side. But I like a dude that has both to them. Yeah, like
I'm talking about a boy
that is a butch queen. I don't care if he gets up and drag just to make his coin or go on the show or play and drag
about.
Or win a play
that's
and drag
about.
Or whatever. I don't do those. I feel like if you test the waters with drag and you start playing with it, it may become something else, and then you end up becoming a fem queen a couple months later, and you ain't going to surprise me, bitch.
You have to make sure that's not what they really want to do.
I walk around, open up the bathroom door, you got knots on your chest. No.
Right.
No.
Okay, you got a wig hanging in the back door on your bathroom and shit hanging
y'all
on the door.
Y'all is mad at my wig collection, but why is y'all reading my wig collection like
I
that?
I did. That was Laura. By Laura. Y'all are never want to take us to Laura's door, whatever she say, y'all. She be y'all.
You could be my
No, because, dog, Devin, you had got you a little punch in there, too. You was like, yeah, hell, and then wake up with knots in their chest.
They do, bitch. You ever go to the show?
Wait a minute. 212-450, you're on the air.
Just want to say one thing.
Shit.
Hi.
Hey, Becky. I love you, Becky.
I love you, too.
I love you, Bishop. Ooh, TSC.
Okay, he got something to say. Let him say what he had to say.
He said it.
Hey,
was that what he had to say?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
really?
That he loved.
He just wanted to kill me. He wanted to kill me last week.
And now he loves her.
He said that because he think he gonna run into that person about this thing and knock her ass out.
Oh shit!
So he saved this week. He saved.
Oh, he is. Oh, congratulations.
That's kind of hot though. That's kind of sexy, bitch. He wanted to kill me though last week, bitch. He just told my
and
hand.
Now you want
to that is
kind of
cute, though. Hey, that turns me on though a little bit. I like, you know, I kind of like stuff like that a little bit.
Okay, well, remind me to send you my Rolodexes or X's because that's how they all act.
That's kind of cute.
I don't want to say nothing else because you tried it, Jason. You really tried.
Bishop, don't do that.
You said one thing. You wanted and you said, Becky, I love you. That's
you
one
tried
thing.
Nah, nigga.
Okay, well, this is really trying it.
Nah,
call
nah,
back
nah,
in.
Nah,
don't
nah,
do
nah,
it. Oh, that was wrong. You're so rude and so nasty.
so nasty.
Everybody say goodnight
so
to Dev.
Ooh.
Just Keto.
Ooh, Jason. You don't
hear my mouth no more.
Wait a minute,
Dev.
He went like this. He went like this. He said, it was so funny. He said,
Jason took that. I mean,
he went like
that
this. Devin went like this.
Devin
said,
for real, honey.
Devin said, something, something, something. Ooh. Like, bitch, when he heard him say goodbye, bitch, he had shut up. He said, wait a minute. I know this bitch ain't hang up on me.
Jason Wood, baby.
No.
Jason Wood, darling.
If Jason was going to cry like that, we was going to have another six-hour conversation.
What you say?
I said, girl, you know we would have had another six-hour conversation if you would have hung up on Dez, honey.
No, fuck because
you,
that would only
you
be proving Kelly right, because then I could hear Kelly saying, see, I told y'all that next week they was going to be all attacking Dez.
Yep.
You know what? I want to ask y'all a question. If you were to date somebody in the barroom scene, like, what is your typical category? Like, what's the category that you would be like, you know, that you would just be like, oh, like,
you know,
I
think about that all the time. I think about that all the time.
Somebody
about
this category.
I mean, category. I'm talking about
this. Category.
Okay. What couldn't they walk the date? What couldn't
no, no,
they walk the
no, no, no. My question is, no, my question is, what category in the ballroom scene would you like to, like, what category in a person would you like to date? Like, what category would you want them to walk? Like, what category do you, that like, that you see now that you would be like, that turns you on?
Let's go down
the
line. Let's go down the line.
You know, that walk this category or whatever.
Who first, Justin?
I guess
I mean,
I'll go
Jason.
In the order that you called in, and the first at the top is I'm just going to do this, say your names, and then you can just go down that list. The list in order you called in was Justin, J-Rock, Div, Prada, Laura, Kelly, and Big Ty and Edmund are back on hold. So if y'all want to be a part of the conversation, press 1 again, and I'll bring you back on, and then Mika, so it's 10, so y'all got the order.
So y'all went okay. American Runway, and you know, realness is cool. Not the realness of the day, like the realness when realness was actually cute back then.
You gotta give which realness though. You have to be specific. Which one?
Thug realness. Yeah, tell me thug realness and American Runway. Bam, that's it.
This is cute.
Whatever.
Oh, shit. Prada, I mean, J-Rock is here. Oh, so, well, you already dating somebody, so.
I can say what the fuck I want to say. Catboy.
Yeah, you see, J-Rock was free today.
Listen, Catboy will be $500 because it's only going to be by itself. It's separated from the rest of the categories, October 3rd and 4th. Come down to Dallas, Catboy for $500. Anyway,
no free promotion.
Catboy, that's not free promotion. That's not free promotion. It's paid for, and I thank you. It's solid gold, baby. Anyways, and Faith.
Okay, Dave, you.
Okay, well, I dated a sex siren. I dated a sex siren. Dated Faith Kid. So, I could date a Vogue Femme. I could date a realist kid.
You want somebody to show women their pussy?
Oh.
I could date a versatile Vogue Femme.
Wait, no.
But who is cute to me? Lil Vic Prodigy. Yeah.
He is cute.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
He has nice ass. He has a nice little ass, too.
I was voguing with him. He just, like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, some of the Vogue fans, too.
Right. Because, like, everybody loves...
Prada and Becky, y'all on the same phone, so Prada then Becky.
Prada go first.
Okay, well, you know, I would date a face kid, somebody that walked thug, pretty boy, schoolboy. I would date somebody who walked runway, somebody who walked sex siren. And, girl, some of them twisters in both films do be having some big bulges down there in them pants, so, you know, no sex.
nasty. It's that one Prodigy boy. He got a big slow. I don't know what his name is, but he was in North Carolina with them thin ass, tights he had on. What's his name? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
No.
Girl, just hear your categories, girl. That's all.
Okay. Well, I still want to know who he is. Anyway, I would date. I don't know if I would date realness. Any type of realness, because nowadays, bitches, they be having sissies going up there and really thinking they real, and I don't like these tricks. Like, I don't like being catfish at all. If I know you a sissy coming into the game and you look like a real boy, okay, I'm fine. But don't try to trick me. I hate that. But Vogue film, because I already know what you are. You sissy by a Tweety Bird. Face Kids, I don't think so. I date drag realness, because, you know, that's my category, so I already know what goes into that.
Oh, my God, you fucking dyke, you lesbian.
No, because some of the one girls are looking good out of drag.
You better.
I always talk about the... Anyway, you trying to get me on this subject. Well, who else? Some runway people be cute, like, what you call it, that boy from North Carolina. He's boy, he's cute. You can get it.
That's my
and I see his picture,
yeah.
And the boy, what that, the Butch Queen album, I see his pictures in there, he got a schlong cone, too. Next.
White boy.
He do, he got schlong, bitch.
Wait a minute.
Before y'all say the next person, why people with big dicks like to take pictures and put their dick on the scene?
I don't know. But
you
I'm grateful that
you ain't never took a picture like that.
That is the always where the people take their pictures at. They put their dick on the sink head or the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Becky, how do you... Laura, it's your turn.
Becky just had me cracked up. Oh, my God. Becky, she's a kid. If I was a top, like if I was topping, I would say a cowboy sex siren or a schoolboy realness. If I was versatile, I would say a pretty boy realness or a runway. And if I was a bottom, I would say a Vogue femme.
That's a damn shame when you say a bottom. You could be a Vogue. You could be a bottom.
Because
a Vogue femme
to be more masculine than the realness.
Right.
You are a bottom sometimes.
See what the ball. See what the ball roll that turned into last.
You are about him sometimes, Laura, so keep it cute.
Right.
Didn't I just say if I was a top versus a bottom? I like it all. I like it all. Like, I'm a
okay,
freak.
Callie.
I've been with a sex siren. I've been with a realist with a twist. I've been with a Vogue femme. And I've been with a pretty boy.
Oh, wait. I got one more to add. I will definitely say... Maybe motherfucking trans men, because some of them be rock stars.
Oh, yes. Oh,
but
yes.
Kelly made you think about that when she didn't add it, huh?
So,
yeah.
To me,
some of
them trans men rock stars.
And I been with a femme queen, too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you
been.
I say ill now. Remember, she did it to
Kelly.
I'm a dyke.
She did it.
So, Kelly.
She did it to
Kelly. Really?
Yes, I've been when I was a Butch Queen of Drags, I used to throw stuff in for it.
Oh, okay.
Who was zooming who?
I was the top.
Okay.
Fuck you, Potter.
I guess for me, I would date American Runway. Butch Realness Executive. And maybe a schoolboy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Word. Y'all know what? It's this one All-American one-way boy that I want to have. He's a grown man because he's legendary or whatever. His name Derek. Oh, my God, from D.C. I always, for some reason, I want to have him so bad. Like, oh. For years. It's been for years I want to have him. Oh.
Have complexion with the goatee?
Who?
Hair male complexion with the goatee.
Goatee or goatee?
it's a goatee. Like, you know, the mustache.
He got a goatee. He's, like, bald. Like, he had a different look, so he used to have hair, but now he's, like, bald and got a little goatee, and he's, like, he wore all the American Warwick from D.C. He's, like, he's been walking for years, though. Like, I don't know if you would know him or not. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he's
a garçon
like now? Yeah, he's a garçon now. He used to be a lure.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he used to be a stripper. He used to be a stripper in D.C. Like, he's a strip. Like, oh, he is over, bitch. And for his age, it's like he's over. Like, he's like, probably his late 30s by now. He's over. Over.
I think we all got that one person we could go ahead and just, you know, wham. Don't know. Who?
You want Michi? What you want myself for?
Oh, my God.
Who want a Michi?
Who want Michi?
What kind of shit is that?
Hey, who
leave my child. He not here. Leave my child alone.
Who
does he need another woman?
Oh.
Yes, first lady.
Did y'all know, well, I finally seen that grapefruit thing.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of him.
Very man, how you get Michi out of speaking of grapefruit?
I knew she was going
to
say he said that last week.
Yeah.
That was not Michi. That was Bishop.
I could just see him fucking that grapefruit, like really get into it. Like
that was
he really
Bishop
get
that said that. That was Bishop.
You know I'll be getting them mixed up because they sound just alike.
How did Bishop Meech come up? How did Bishop Meech even come up?
We don't know, but they there, so now we moving up.
I'm confused.
Because I was not talking about that Meechie. I said Meechie.
Is Evan on the phone? I want to ask him that question, too.
Yeah, hold on. He's there.
I need to go to Virginia because Edmund look kind of sexy. What's up, Papa? Yes, go on.
Edmund, are
you
still there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Answer the question, Edmund.
The question was what?
What category in ballroom would you date? What guys and what categories of ballroom would you date them?
Performance, really sweet.
Yes, God.
I do clean body is that and I'll try female figure.
I need to add trans man. I'm sorry, I forgot to add trans man.
You did say trans man at first.
Oh no ma'am, no ma'am, no ma'am.
You wanna try female figure? What's up?
I would never do no trans man, baby.
I'm not doing no trans.
But you know what? Is it weird that I would want to date a trans man, but I won't want to have sex with him?
Nope.
Oh, no. Nope.
You know,
not at all.
Because I could really be
in a relationship with them, and I think we would just have an open relationship because I can't have sex with a trans man.
I can't be in a relationship with anything that was born with a.
Half of them trans men be looking like beautiful manhood.
No, I
need
to
but
Becky,
they
have
some shit with them.
Becky,
they have a lot of shit with them, baby.
They can give you any size dick you want to have.
No, I need dick to be attached to the person.
I want the real thing.
You'll never be disappointed.
I want the real thing that was birthed from your daddy, honey.
Right.
That's what I want.
I want real inheritance.
I would want a trans man that still want to have sex with a boy, but the regular way. Is that wrong?
What?
J-Rod, you were talking about that today.
What kind of freaky, nasty shit do y'all people be coming up with?
No, because that's how you're supposed to have sex with a trans man, you know?
I'm talking about the regular way, like I'm doing something to them.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's what I would think of it as. Like, I would have to fuck her. Like, she ain't going to be fucking me. She ain't going to be tripping on no dildo fucking me. No, ma'am. What, girl?
I think that's the reason why I wouldn't want to have sex with them because I can't, you can't really get pleasure from putting on a dildo, so why would I let you just... And then I'd be like, yeah, yeah, come on, come on, like you're really doing it. No, hell no, you ain't doing shit, baby. You ain't doing nothing.
I couldn't put my dick in a vagina.
That's, now, they have reconstructive surgery.
Well, you said, what you say, Edmund?
Put my dick in a vagina, that's nasty.
And exactly how much dick are you talking about, Edmund?
Oh, Edmund, can I ask you a question? Are you a bottom?
Let me choke.
Are you a bottom or like, you a bottom?
Am I a bottom? No. I'm
flipping I told Edmund post that picture.
You versatile oral?
I said I'm fully versed mostly oral.
I love you, Edmund. I just want you to know that. Because only I can do it that way.
Laura, let's double team his ears so you know they're big. So you can have one ear, I can get that.
Can we Becky and Edna go to the dungeon real quick? Jason, can we
what
Becky and Edna go to the
bullshit.
Dungeon?
What kind of
bullshit? Can we go
to
the dungeon?
Let's go to the dungeon.
You're moving too slow.
We're going to put them chains on
them. Y'all go here.
Girl. Bitch, I act like I've been one of those. You remember on the party line when you get in that private room?
Right, can we go
three
rounds?
Yeah.
You like press 36, press pound 36 right quick.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's why I fuck with. I do not.
Oh, it's threatening. Are you threatening? Oh, well, he can't listen no more because I hung up on him. Oh, I think Bishop is threatening me if I come to the purge. Okay.
Girl, why y'all entertain that lady, honey?
Before
we hang up, before I forget, what y'all think about this new show that's about to come out on VH1 with Amaya, Sydney, Trace, and all them on there?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's a sickening idea, but I would have to see it. Because Boss Ladies was supposed to come out, and that never happened.
What show was supposed to happen, Laura?
Boss Ladies with Temperance, Nadia, and all them. They were supposed to be on VH1 years ago. That never happened. You know, the girls always say they're talking up in work that something gonna happen, and never happened.
That was true. Shows with trannies. Well, I don't know if it's going to be accepted. I know it's more accepting now. But even when Laverne and them had their own show about having makeovers and stuff, that was going on for
that.
A little bit, but it still got canceled.
Yeah, because they used to come on like when they
used to
repeat.
I think that lineup is
kind
of shady because, no shade, that lineup is like a boring lineup. It's no disrespect.
It is.
But it's not giving me something.
So Amaya going to be on there with her big hands.
What are they going to be talking about, though?
What do you call it? It's not boring. I don't think Carmen Carrera is going to be boring.
I think, like, one of the two could actually have something that's going to have a viable storyline or something to actually talk about.
Because what is Amaya doing? Saying, hey, I do, I'm a promoter for hair. I'll be on Instagram. Y'all like my pictures and stuff.
Oh, shit.
So what I'm doing on Instagram today...
And then I think I'm just jealous because I'm not on the show. The closest to chocolate on there is Amaya. She's not really chocolate to me. She's more like just
She's not chocolate at all.
Right.
There's no chocolate girl on there. It's like everybody else is mixed, or they like Spanish, or you know, something else.
And the girl who really fucked it up for them, not fucked it up, but like fuck it up, like fucked it up. I mean, like fucked it up, like brought it to their attention is Isis. So she should be on that show.
Well, yeah. Well, of course. Now, Isis, no, I like Isis, but her personality is blah. It's just no shade. Like, I don't see how I can be really, like, so into her person. I'm not into her personality at all. It's very boring. It's no shade. She's boring.
Well, I know Carmen Carrera going to wake up the show because she's a lady now, but she's still butch queenie. She know how to get the crowd going because she's the Aries like me, you know.
I'm Aries.
I don't know. Yes, I am.
Word, Aries.
I mean, if it works out, it would be nice. And then Trace is on there. And I know Trace has been on a couple of shows already, like a couple, you know, regular
shows. Yeah, Trace.
But
Trace,
so,
she don't even like to be on camera. So what the hell she talk about?
I don't know. I just have to see it. Because I don't know Trace personally like that. So I don't know how her personality. She seems like she's a sweet girl or whatever. So
yeah,
she may have
do.
A person. I don't
like
know.
That.
You know, I don't know
but
if
she don't even like to be on
she
camera.
Can bring to the show. But I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Maybe she just don't like being on camera without getting paid.
I don't know
why
they got
there.
Sydney Starr on there, because Sydney Starr is going to be the one to.
Oh, I forget she is on there. But
she's going to be the one to put that stigma, keep
though.
That stigma on transsexuals.
Yeah, she turns it though. She's like the. I think she's more of like the Tammy, well, not Tammy Roman, but more like the NeNe Leakes person, like the loud.
Hell no!
She seems like a very loud, just ignorant type of girl. Like, she don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to keep that stigma. Trying to be look, I'm going to go mess with the boys. I want to shake my pussy on the boys out.
Like,
the club. That's what trannies do. Trannies go out to the club and show their pussies and stuff and want to trick the boys and stuff. That's what they're going to get from her.
Well, she was never about tricking nobody, but she was always like, you know, she was trying to do
what
her life like
she's
that.
She's about tricking nobody. She is. She want to go out and make,
now,
she make personal videos. She make personal videos,
like,
and she be like, okay, I'm finna go mess with these boys right quick and see what the boys feel about me and so on.
I hope it's not like a reality show where they following, like, transsexuals and then they be following them on the stroll and or escorting all that other shit.
Lord.
I don't want to see that. I'm not interested in that.
You know they ain't gonna show.
So we could just follow them ourselves. They'll be like, oh, girl, you going to work?
No shit.
You probably want that. Bitch, what?
I can't.
I'll be right back. Let me go slam this car door right quick.
Thank you.
For real,
okay, girl,
a free
they follow,
show.
They follow a homegirl to the Holiday Inn on Chester. They talk about, oh, she going there for casting.
Is that your car?
Yeah, casting my ass, honey. Girl.
Is that your car? Girl, I don't do a lot. Girls hanging out like, bitch, all them girls like, bitch, I got a client. I mean, I got a booking. I got a modeling gig. Oh, girl, bitch. No.
Y'all are not doing this.
If Kelly would get it together, she should have been had her own reality show advance on doing something.
Mm-hmm.
She would get her act right.
Now, that, I have always said that.
Now,
I would always watch
that.
I would actually watch Kelly's show. That would be some funny shit. You know what
I'm saying? It would be interesting.
Yeah, she'd be slacking and shit. She don't want to be banging.
She'd be trusting the wrong girls.
Y'all know she on Jacob's channel now. On Jacob's channel,
Like, you can really tell anybody on Jacob's channel
past
him showing his damn pussy every 5 seconds.
I realize that I want you fags in my fucking business.
Everybody already know your goddamn business. Get the hell out of
here. But she's telling the wrong girls.
Right. She's telling the wrong girls, and then you're going to keep getting upset about the girls you tell.
I'm going to tell you, Kelly, I told you this a long time ago. I told you, if you get your own YouTube channel and you start doing your own videos and you can market yourself and, like, put yourself out there, it would be over. I'm telling you. That's how the girls start their shit.
I have my own YouTube.
No, that's it's no it. Girl. You can take a fight, honey. I ain't talking about that, honey. I'm talking about you just on a regular everyday, what you like, just you in general. Like, that's how you start your own reality show. Like, you just do you on YouTube and carry on, and that's how you get your views up and, you know, you put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying?
Let me, Laura, say yes, something. And I told those people, When they came to us about doing that fantasy show, baby, my life is boring, okay? I'm a queen. I like to watch my TV shows, and that's it. They can't follow me. They can't follow me in the stores when I'm going stealing, bitch, okay? Only thing I do, bitch, is I sit in the house, and I watch television. I watch my TV shows, and that's it, bitch. I'm boring.
That's what I'm telling you, though, Kelly. If you would stop doing that and then you just do some, you know, you do something productive and, you know, maybe it
what?
Will, you know.
Post.
You know
post
what I mean?
Post up an ad and have the follow me to the client.
Oh, my God, girl.
There you go. Let me not play these condos right quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta go get this 250. I'll be right back.
Oh.
Let me go play this condo, bitch. I'll be right back. You be like that girl off of Hookers on the Point. Girl, I'm in the middle of sucking dick, bitch. I'll call you right back. Nah, that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Where's London at? Did she ever? Was she on the show earlier? Or not?
Nah.
Hey, everybody. This is London.
She got a bad visa.
Oh, the phone about to hang up, y'all. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Oh, well, good luck.
Girl, she's on your
own. Good night, everybody.
We wait for Jason to say something embarrassing about his sexual misadventures, and then, you know, that's where the white lady come in.
Yeah, so
we
not really. Come in about 5 minutes.
Right.
Come in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he be like, you know, I don't know, I like sucking dick. And then, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio. Bye.
I mean, girl, she gonna be in the middle of saying something else. Like, bitch, I took this big ass dick yesterday. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Oh shit.
She already put it once.
What?
Edmund, I'm about to hit you from three different profiles. Just add on three.
Lord.
I ain't gonna tell you which one I am, but just
girl. Stalker much.
Who is Edmund?
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Kelly, he said he likes female figures 200.
I know, that's why he needs to add me on Facebook.
Y'all is not going to turn anywhere. Y'all is not going to turn Edmund into a motherfucking
Wait, hold on. What you say, Edmund?
I said, I think the overall Mother Kelly Miz right here, I think.
We can hear you.
What's it?
Yes, go on. Thank you, Becky.
What the hell?
Thank you, Becky.
Another word.
Send me a message in my inbox.
Who are y'all trying to make a love connection with now?
Child, they trying to turn Edmund into a community piece.
Oh,
nobody. Nobody's not trying to turn.
We're having good old fun, honey.
Wow.
Send me a message in my inbox.
About you being a community piece.
On
Kelly, you don't like, honey.
My mother, Kelly Mizrahi page.
Kelly, you don't like it, honey. Yes, God.
Would you like to be a Barnett?
Hold on.
Edmund, Rodney said hit him up, too. Lord, I'm about to bring Rodney on.
Uh-oh, I'm out of here.
Look at that.
54.
Where you going, Rodney? Where you going,
Rodney?
What's going on? Oh, no.
Baby daddy.
Oh, I got to talk to you about some Rodney.
That much just for the cocktail.
For the cocktail.
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Oh, my Lord.
Whose phone is that?
Feedback.
Rodney, you waiting for me? You waiting for me when I get down there, baby?
Oh, of
course.
How, Rodney?
You're unadulterated there, dude.
I just inboxed you, Kelly.
Okay. Laura, are you going to be at the cookout on Saturday?
Am I... Probably.
Hello.
Because I'll be in D.C. on Thursday night, so I'll probably be at the cookout Thursday.
Okay.
What are you saying, Laura?
A girl? I can't give you all that. But who's that? Who's asking me that? Who's that?
Okay, he like, you ain't that fine for me to tell you what the fuck I say,
Wait,
bitch. I'm
who is that? Who is that
to ask me? That was Ed. You're still going to tell
him what
you say. Just be quiet.
I stay in Virginia.
Girl, hella bullshit.
Edmund, where
don't
you from?
It, not for love, not
I'm
for love.
I'm from Florida.
You from Florida? What part?
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cute.
Wait, who said Jacksonville?
Okay,
Edmund.
I don't think that's where I'm from.
What state you live in?
I said Virginia.
There you go.
Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah. We're in the same place.
Ride the short bus.
Are you near Richmond?
There is 4 minutes left into the show.
No, I'm near D.C. I stay in Alexandria.
I'm going to just let the show roll.
Before I just want to say thank you again
to everyone. I'm going to just let the show run out. Y'all can keep talking. I'm going to say this. Thank you for everybody for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesday. As always, make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show with Jasmine Couture and her co-host, the Bishop Michi, and the panelists that will be sitting with her. A representative from the House of Khan will be on to discuss the Purge Ball. And when the white lady says, thank you for calling Blog Talk, you know the show has ended. Continue, you high-ass people.
Hold on.
Y'all been on the show for 2 hours. Can I get 5 seconds, please?
Okay, go ahead.
Rodney Barber Cocktail, hit me up. I live right there. We can go out for drinks.
Oh, my God.
What kind of monkey ball shit?
Hold on.
Y'all doing the motherfucking most right now, okay?
I'm in these community pieces. Jesus.
I don't want to have to
Kelly,
my
this is not the night. This is not the night when you talk, everybody be quiet. This is not that
right.
night.
No, you thought about it.
Not that night.
I don't.
So Edmund, Rodney, Father Cocktail on Facebook.
I don't want to have to pull my switchblade out on y'all.
Don't do it.
You haven't
even seen him yet.
You got two minutes.
Yeah,
man. Laura, accept that invite.
I guess you don't know my motherfucking work.
My money on Laura because she likes to show dick pics. Oh. So let's go.
Well, Emma, I'm gonna be up there Thursday night.
My money on Jesus.
I'm gonna hit you up tomorrow.